Okay, welcome to National Liberty Alliance's conference call. Today is Monday, 5/19/2014. And I guess the first thing we want to start off with is the good news that Washington State has become fully constituted over the weekend. So we now have 11 states fully constituted. And just to give a brief synopsis of where we're at, and what we're doing with states that are constituted, before the end of this month, the entire Northeast will be fully constituted. And that would include Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Connecticut, New York, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and Maryland. So all of those states, we anticipate to be completely, fully constituted by the end of the month. Most of them already are fully constituted. Like I said, we have 11 states altogether. Florida is one of those states that have been constituted, and I believe Arizona has been constituted. So I'm sure there may be a couple I've missed, but the list is on the right side of our page here on nationallibertyalliance.org. Let's see where I'm at. I lost my page here. Okay, here it is. A couple of things. We had a meeting this past Saturday, and the purpose of the meeting was to motivate people. I just wanted to try to get the state coordinators out there organizing. Some state coordinators did not show up. Hopefully they're here tonight, but that was the purpose of the meeting, and hopefully you get your state going. I did record, but we're not posting. I just recorded just in case. At least I'm pretty sure I recorded. I don't remember. I think I did. But in any event, it was really just going through, talking to people, finding out who was here, and then pushing them along about getting constituted. Look, anybody who thinks they're waiting on the sidelines for something, I don't know what you're waiting for. Forget about it. Just go forward. We need you constituted by June 2nd. That's 2 weeks away. Can you do it? And most states, of course, can't do it. But some states may that I'm not aware of. I know there are some things going on that I found out that I wasn't aware of, that some states are moving along and getting ready to do some major moves. But we got to get constituted. This is our power, to be able to be organized together in one accord across the entire nation. So let's do it. It's up to the state coordinators. If the state coordinators aren't doing anything, then nobody is doing anything. So this is an extremely important point. Again, if the state coordinators are not doing anything, nobody is doing anything. It is up to the state coordinator. They've got access. And just let me quickly review the access you have. Anybody who is listed as a state coordinator, if you go to the top blue bar there and you highlight contacts and you highlight states. When you highlight states, all state coordinators will see an additional drop-down box called instructions, okay? And those instructions will give you some of the things you can do as a state coordinator. You know, when you register a county into National Liberty Alliance directory, and it is counted also as a constituted county, and we give the instructions on how to register a county that has become constituted. And the instructions are right here on this particular page that's hidden to everyone else. And just follow the steps and just click on the state, the counties that have been constituted, and they'll show up on the top right side of the page, on every page on the top right side, on how many counties we have constituted. Right now, we have 408 counties constituted. We have 3,142 counties throughout the nation, but 408 of them are constituted. And like I said, we have 11 states constituted. The other thing that's on this page is how to mass email. So you can mass email everyone in the state. Just follow the instructions. There's six steps to take, and you've emailed everybody in the state. Nobody should abuse this. We don't want people to be talking to people, have conversations or anything. It's a one-way conversation to begin with, because only the state coordinators can do this. This isn't for that purpose. This is for the purpose of reminding people of a meeting, getting people motivated, following up on a phone call that you've made to everybody or something, you know, but just it's focused in on what's going on in your state. Use it for that purpose. State coordinators should be meeting, preparing, and getting together with the other state coordinators and planning a meeting every week, you know, for a half hour, one night a week, or whenever you set it up. But it doesn't have to be long. It could be a half hour, it could be an hour. The main purpose is to discuss where you're going and what's happening, who's getting ready for constituting a county, and can they do three or four counties? Get people together from the other counties, go through the process, talk to each other about how to do it. Just planning, just get out there and do it. And this needs to be done, you know, at your meetings. This is a time also when, county leaders, near other county leaders will be getting together to constitute their counties together and also get an opportunity to meet each other to talk a little bit on the conference call, and again, connecting. This is what it's all about. It's grassroots. And if we're not doing these things, if you're not doing these things, you're doing nothing. You need to be doing these things. You need to be talking about getting boned up on common law. And again, we have, of course, all the courses right under courses and essays. People can be doing that right now. We're still working on getting the course out. It's mostly a matter of money now. I think the courses are done or very close to be done. I'm not sure. I'll find out this week. But I think we've got all the testing processes pretty close. It's going to be about 120 hours of course, and it's going to cover numerous subjects. And it's going to require about 600 questions to be answered through the process. And anybody who is intending on being an administrator must complete that course. And we'll be on the job training, so a lot of people, you know, if things move quick, as I think they might start move quick now. And we might actually start to get empowered possibly soon. And, you know, that being the case, on the one hand, we're not ready, but on the other hand, we're on the job training. We're going to go forward. We've got to do what we've got to do. We'll definitely, no matter, even without our training, we'll do a far better job than they can. But remember, we're here. Be as merciful as much as we want to be just. We can't go out on a rampage. We can't go out on a witch hunt. That's not what we're about. If you're about that, then we become that them. So, but anyway, that's another reason to get together from time to time. You know, some people talk about getting together, you know, physically once a week or something for the sole purpose of working through the courses. Studying during the week, come together and talking about it. You know, that's a good idea. Whatever you want to do, but look, you got to get doing something. And right now is a time for organizing and preparing and studying. Those are the things you need to be doing. Don't put them off. Don't think you can do it, well, you know, because if we call for you on June 2nd and you haven't even started any of those things, you're behind the eight ball already. So, again, the case we set up, we'll talk about that in a few minutes, is a federal case. Which means if New York's in, California's in, Florida's in, Texas is in, are you ready? You know, if we actually get in, you get in. Have you constituted your counties? Let's do it. No more waiting around, please. If you're living in a county and your county's not been constituted, get it done. You don't have to register that county. You can just go out and look at it. It takes 35 minutes to do the whole process. That's all it takes. A few phone calls and, getting a place to do it at, getting a press release out. We have all the instructions and getting a press release out. And then making as many phone calls as you can. Don't trust in emails. Make the phone calls. People do not respond. If you think you're going to send out 100 emails and you're going to have 50 people there, forget about it. You're fooling yourself. You're lucky to get one. Make the phone call. Get the commitment. And that is the key thing. State coordinators, you got to be on the phones. Even if it's only a half hour a day or an hour a day, get on the phones. Get your list. Download your list. Let me go through that next, because that also is on this sheet. How to download an Excel sheet of all state members. You know, it 5 steps to get the download done. And once you download it, you get everybody's email and you get everybody's phone number in your state. And the state coordinators should be on the phones and going through that list and calling people up, letting them know that they, you know, you're going to have a meeting on a certain date and you're expecting them to be there. It's very important. We need to get moving in here in this state. New York is about to go forward, or some other big things are going to happen in another place. You know, let's just move it. So you got to get the people going. And a phone call is the only way to do it. Get the commitment. And then if they don't show up, make the note that you were expecting that person to show up. If they don't show up, you give them a call and say, hey, what happened? You know, we were looking for you and you didn't show up. You know, usually people will feel a little bad and they'll show up maybe the next time. But that's how you got to do it. Once you get someone active and they come to 2 or 3 meetings, before you know, they become hooked, it becomes a habit, it's not that hard. Look, I think the fear factor plays a role in a lot of this stuff. People don't know what to expect, and so they never get around to doing it. But once you push them in the water and they find out the water's fine, next thing you know, they develop the habit of coming and doing the things that have to be done. So, come on, let's do that. Emails are important, though, too. Emails are great for follow-ups. Emails, everybody should be emailing everybody they know and getting them out to nationallibertyalliance.org. Everybody should be doing that. Every state coordinator should be at a Monday night meeting. Every state coordinator should be at a meeting in their own somewhere, you know, we use this platform, free conference calling HD. Find it on the right side. We have information on how to download it and use it. It's free. And so get people involved. Send emails, make phone calls, even to people that aren't with National Liberty Alliance. Get them involved. Definitely get them involved to the election. Get your parents, your children, your brothers, your sisters, your aunts, your uncles, your friends, your neighbors. Get everybody to the election for the grand jury. Across the state from time to time, you know, we have some problems and there's bickering going on here or there between things for whatever that's happening. We all have to work on humility. Any place where there is a problem, where people aren't getting along, let's get humble. Let's bite the bullet and let's just get friendly. You know, I mean, we don't have time for any of that. It's time to save the nation. No matter how difficult you might think it will be, just do it anyway. For the nation's sake, for your sake, for your family's sake, for God's sake. So get active on that phone. Facebook. Share Facebook with your friend. You know, share us on your Facebook with all of your friends on Facebook. Get National Liberty Alliance all over Facebook. Get it going. If you haven't liked us, I think we have them buttons up on the top right side. Click like and get our numbers up. I think that helps us get more attention maybe on Facebook. I don't know how that works, but just get it. Okay, the case itself. Just so everybody knows, I'm just going to quickly review on what exactly we're expecting to do in the federal court on June 2nd in Albany. Okay? We're going up there for enforcement. Nothing more, nothing less. We're not asking for anything. This is not a court case. What we are doing, this is just the normal business of the grand jury, which is, of course, can't do it normally. So we're going to do it inside of a court case. We went and bought the number, and we went to get into the state, and then we just moved it to the federal courts for the enforcement. We're not asking them to do anything. We're going to write the mandamus down, exactly what we want them to order. We're going to write the order up for the judge, and we're going to expect them to sign it. And that's it, enforcement. And the enforcement we're looking for is very simple. Hey, you know, the Supreme Court in New York is out of order. They've totally collapsed. They self-destructed. They don't exist no more. We do not have a Republican form of government here in New York. And it's probably the case, I know it's the case everywhere now. But we don't have it in New York, and we've proved it by our paperwork, what we're doing. Last week we sent a letter out to every judge in New York State, every elected judge. I think it was 300 letters we sent out It's an 11-page letter. We sent it out in snail mail, so they got 11 pages. It cost us 70 cents a piece to do it, but it was well worth it. And basically, we quoted the federal law that requires the people to report to a judge immediately if they're aware of a conspiracy. And so we reported it to every New York State judge, every single one of them. And we let them know that RICO was rampant here, that there was a conspiracy against the people, and that they need to do something about it. So now they have no excuse. They've been put on notice. We gave them 72 hours to respond, after which we would believe them they're complicit. Okay? They received the letters. Some of them received them on Friday, but most of them received them today. So 72 hours from this morning is when we would consider the fact that they're not going to respond. We don't expect them to respond because we know that these executive judges have a very, very tight hold on these people. So we don't really expect them to respond. But it'd be great if they did. If they did, they can fix the problem by just responding and doing the right thing, sign the papers, and let's get things moving through there. We're still going to have the federal case because we have to deal with the rest of the problems. And we have to make it clear in counties that are going to be still tough to get into. But nevertheless, if they do not respond by Wednesday, then by Friday we will be filing into the court another paper letting the courts know that that the entire New York State, all of the justices or the judges of New York State, have really is an indictment against every one of them. We're going to talk about that here in New York before we make that kind of a move, but and get the people to agree to this or not. But that's kind of the plan of where we're going to go. If they're not going to move, then they're under indictment. And the letters prove, again, in the federal courts, once we file it all up there, it shows proof of the fact that we have a total failure. The United States Constitution, in Article 1, I think it's Article 1, let me think. Pretty sure it is, but in any event, in the United States Constitution, we are promised a Republican form of government. That's a promise, that's a guarantee, that's the contract that we the people made, that every state is guaranteed, the people of every state is guaranteed a Republican form of government, which means if one state decides to do away with that Republican form of government on behalf of the other 49 and with the other 49, the federal government, being ultimately the other 49 anyway, will put the pressure upon the one that rejects that Republican form of government and require it because it's a constitutional fixture. So it's a Republican form of government that is guaranteed. It is in Article 6 where we are guaranteed a constitutional government. So we are, ultimately, you put them two articles together, we are guaranteed a constitutional Republican form of government. And again, that's why I believe we are going to get through the federal court. We're very careful in the way we wrote the papers, and we'll be very clear if he misunderstood anything, the judge that is, to clarify that on June 2nd so that he understands, he or she understands, they have no choice but to sign the papers. Now, the paper we want them to sign is a writ of mandamus. And the writ of mandamus is from the higher court to a lower court. Remember, we're a superior court. We're higher than them. We're telling them what to do. We're telling them that you know, you're in the superior court here, and you're a constitutional court, and we want you to command this court in this state, all the courts, not just in this state, but everywhere, to obey the Constitution.
Hear anybody. Hang on. I think we lost John. Or I got lost. Let me see here. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Anybody?
Hello?
Hello?
Okay, you're back. Okay. I just got muted because I didn't hear anybody. I'm gonna go ahead and put the cue back.
Are we back?
We're back.
Yeah.
Back.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm back. Is John out there? I don't hear John. Well, let me see now. Let me try to get him on his Skype. He's having electrical problems out there. He called me earlier today to let me know. I'm assuming that you all can hear me. Hang on, maybe I'll unmute somebody and see. He might have lost his power. Hang on a minute. Let me unmute. Is that you, John?
I'm back now. How long have I been off? I don't know what's going on here.
You were gone. I don't know. I unmuted everybody and they all came back, but I didn't hear you.
Okay. How long have I been gone?
A minute or two.
Okay. All right. Well, let me get back to finish up where I was. I don't know what's going on with this system, but I don't know. Maybe they found a way to tinker with it. All right. Let's go on. Basically, I was just getting back to explaining the. I explained the writ of mandamus. Did everything come through that?
That's about where I where you were explaining the mandamus is kind of where you went out. As far as, you know, we were just
okay. So the writ of mandamus is a mandamus from the federal court to state courts, all state courts in every state, commanding them to obey the law, and not to prevent or interfere with the people's business of taking control in the courts ultimately, and that is to take a seat in the court. And in that writ of mandamus will be an order to the sheriff to arrest any judge and any clerk who prevents the people from coming in to take that proper seat within their court. There would also be inside that mandamus an order for the marshal to arrest any sheriff who refuses to arrest any judge or the clerk that prevents trying to prevent people from coming into the court. So this is going to be a federal court order for those purposes. It's going to be directly to the judges and to the clerks, directly. We will get that, and we'll get those. We'll get certified copies to anyone who asks. We'll just get them out, we will then. You know, again, you just use that to get access into the court, and the rest should be taken anybody who prevents you. So that's what our case is really all about. We're not there for asking any favors or anything, or someone to make a decision. We're telling them we want them to enforce. Just a quick explanation of the process. Some people think that, still think, and I don't know why, they seem to still think that we are becoming the grand jury, that we're going to sit on the grand jury. We are not the grand jury. We are the administrators for the grand jury. We're building across the nation. There's four administrators for every single county, not 25 grand jurors. Four administrators for every county. And those are the people that will be working. This is a full-time job for those four people. They will be working from the courthouse. A lot of us will be able to continue to work from home, but when we do certain business, we'll have to be in that courthouse. We'll also have to hire one secretary who will handle all of the bookwork and necessary writing of checks and different things of that nature. We will be the investigative body for the grand jury. We go out to the offices where there's a complaint in some government office or with some judge or somebody, and we do an investigation, we ask questions, and then we give a prescription on what they need to do to fix this problem. If they refuse to fix the problem, that's when we call the grand jury. We are not the grand jury. Okay, we're the administrators for the grand jury, and again, an investigative body for the grand jury. So we pull the grand jury out of a pool. That's we're building a registry on our site, but definitely won't be enough. We really want everyone involved. And so we, of course, will be pulling out of probably the voters' ranks, you know, the rolls. But we will continue. We will pull the people together. We will get the opportunity to orient them in the process. We'll teach them the principles. We get 8 hours with them. And that's one of the jobs of the administrators is to spend that 8 hours with every new jury or grand jury or trial jury that is being brought together. And we teach them the principles and the maxims, the three principles, a sense of honor, mercy, and justice, two major maxims. For every injury, there must be a remedy. And in order for there to be a crime, there must be an injured party. The state cannot be that injured party. That's the basic principles. Jury nullification, they get to decide both facts and law. Judge doesn't come to play. It's none of his business. He's the magistrate. He's the traffic cop of the court. That's all he is. Keeps things going and moving and in order. That's it. And if he has any questions or any concerns, he doesn't get the decisions. He has to kind of work that out with the jury. That's their job. So, anyway, most juries, grand juries, shouldn't be in sitting maybe no longer than a week or two. Now, it is true that we collectively, like let's take New York. In New York we have, 270, 280 people, maybe more, I don't know. It's been a while since I looked. And when we call a meeting together, the last meeting we called together, we had 70 people show up. So 70 people became the grand jury for the sole purpose of deciding on what we were going to do next. And we made a decision. Okay, so we do get to act as the grand jury right now. For what purpose? To get into the courts. And we also will act, we the people that are working, you know, across the state right now, each state, collectively you'll be the grand jury to deal, particularly the administrators and anybody else that wants to participate that's been helping. We get to deal with the problems maybe that might come out of a governor's office or the state senate or the state assembly, okay? We may want to address them. We might want to read the Riot Act to them. We might want to correct the problem or tell them they got to correct the problem, whatever the case may be. That should be kind of a one-time deal. And we probably, within the first 30 days, should be able to deal with all those problems. And then we shouldn't have to sit as a grand jury again. We will then just take the position, unless, again, we had to do something big on statewide, we wouldn't come together as a grand jury. Anytime we'd come together as a statewide group, it would be the administrators that would probably do that, mostly because they would be the most educated, and we will be going through the processes. And it will be more understanding of what it is we're dealing with, particularly with the political realms. But other than that, basically, the people, we call them together, they take care of the business. So everybody really needs to understand this. And, you know, this is written up and explained in a lot of videos and different information we have on site. And again, the courses should be coming out soon. On the Juris tab, that Juris tab, everything under that Juris tab is important. People need to be going through everything here under that Juris tab. If you haven't completed it yet, you should have. Most people, anybody that's been with us for a couple of weeks to a month, you should have gone through everything under that Juris tab already. You should be very much familiar with it. And you should be checking into the juris documents from time to time because we post new juris documents from time to time. Those juris documents are hugely important. It explains on the nuts and bolts of what we're doing. So get out there and read them. The courses and essays. This is the educational process we've set up for this purpose. You know, we've got American history. We've got a court access course. We have the 5,000-year leap. We have a harmony of the Gospels for those interested in studying the Bible. What happened to the Constitution essay? We have an essay on U.S. Marshals. We have the Federalist Papers. We have common law lectures. We have constitutional classes. We have a course on trial by jury essay, and it's a course. All these are courses except for, you know, there's a few of them that aren't. We didn't do a course on the Federalist Papers. We may do a very, you know, step-by-step course on the Constitution. We'll do our own soon, maybe. I think Hagen might be working on something, and if he isn't, I will, or maybe we'll work on it together. But we'll get something point by point, step by step through the Constitution. So there's quite a bit of information here. Now, we're going to set up a course, like I said, where people will sign up and they'll get credited for it. And that's how we'll know who is qualified to be the administrators for the process within your county. The people that are most advanced in this course, once we get it going, those are the people that are going to get the job for in each county. And by the way, you know, you don't have to live in a county to work in that county. If you are in a county next door and maybe the county court for the county next door is closer to you than the other county court that you're living in, you can go across the border and go to that court and work there and work in that that county. It doesn't matter. It's statewide. Anywhere in the state you can actually go. So if one county has five people that want to get into the process and it can only take four, maybe the county next door only has two people. You can take that position as a third. But again, we need four in every county. The larger cities like New York City particularly, Philadelphia and so on, those cities will need more than four administrators. How many? You'll have to figure that out. The workload is too great, you get more people. Once it kind of works out, you've got enough. Sometimes you may get a heavy workload, more than normal, that you can borrow from the county next door. Maybe they're not that busy. Maybe one or two administrators over in that county can come over and work in this county with you for a while to catch up, and vice versa. Again, we're the people. We work together across the state and eventually across the nation. We'll discuss across the nation business at another time. But there shouldn't be much of that anyway, because once your state is in order, and once you get 26 states in order, Washington is in order, because you've got the majority. Okay, I guess that pretty much does it for anything I have to say tonight. So let's take a caller. We've got a few callers on the line here, so we'll take a first caller. Well, before I go, Gerard, do you have anything to add to any of this? Gerard? Okay. All right, let me go to Julie, first caller. Go right ahead, Julie.
This is actually Pete in California. I'm sorry, it shows up as my wife's number, Julie. John,
okay.
It's good to see
Julie,
you.
Okay, Julie, we got that.
Yeah, that's right. It's Pete. Hey, listen, this is Pete in California. I only put my name in the queue because when we lost your signal and we couldn't hear from you, Gerard asked if anybody would make sure that somebody was actually hearing. So I hit the *6 and the *1 button. I don't actually have a question. I'm sorry that I was preoccupied on Saturday evening, so I missed your very urgent call. My apologies, and it sounds like things are rocking and rolling, and things are coming together here in California slowly, but we're getting there, and appreciate all of your hard work and all of your support, so thank you very much.
I appreciate it. Yeah, keep pumping along California. We need California to move quickly because California is a key state, and it's a big state. It's got a high population, and we got to get moving. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks. All right, let's go to the next caller, James. Go right ahead.
Yes, this is Jim Sanders from Indiana, Clinton County.
Thank you, Jim.
That was a nice call we had on Saturday. Thank you. I had a couple points to or questions to ask real fast. When constituting a county, can anyone that shows up at that county meeting vote, and do they have to live in that county to vote?
No. Anybody that shows up that's living in the state can vote. You can have it in multiple counties, and you invite people from all those counties, and let's say you have a county where no one shows up, you can vote it in. Anybody can bear witness of the election anywhere in the state. You know, it doesn't matter where you live. So, you know, you're going to sign an affidavit which really says, hey, I was at a certain place at a certain time, and this is what took place, and I witnessed this. And then they swear to it, and that's it. So anybody, literally anybody in the nation can do that. You know, you don't even have to be from the state to do that. But generally, you'll be people from the same state anyway. Now, on the front page, that is the declaration, we try to get people in the county to do that signature if it's possible. But again, maybe you only have one or two people from that county that show up, or none. Well, it doesn't matter, then anyone else can sign that too. And then someone would hold the papers, maybe a county close by, next door to them, will hold the papers until we find somebody. Or maybe one of the state coordinators will hold the papers, which is probably the best thing. The state coordinator holds the paper. And then when someone surfaces in that county and they're starting to get active and they want to take control of their county, you just pass the paperwork to them, and they'll do the business of that county. So it's that simple. You can do three or four counties and more at the same time, one place, just as long as it's not you're expecting people to travel too far.
Oh, you don't have to be in the same county.
No, you can do an election in one county, you could do four counties, just as long as it's reasonable. You don't want someone to have to travel 300 miles to get to the thing, you know,
right.
So... You know, you'll have to figure what's reasonable out. But you look at, you know, first of all, what we're doing isn't an absolute necessary. It's the honorable thing to do. And it riles them, and they don't know anyway, you know, the people in the court, you know, the judges and so on and so forth. We're doing a declaration. We're doing it in the public. We're making notices. We're putting it in the newspaper. We're setting people to come up and give us their thoughts, their words. Let's do it. Tell us you want to do it. We're recording pretty much usually unanimous across the board, and they can't say anything about that. That's an honorable thing we've done, and seems right to me. And so we have to get these done quickly. If we had a lot of time, maybe we should be doing them in each county. But we don't have a lot of time. So let's do what we got to do and get it done.
Okay, I had one more point to make. You talked about funding on the Saturday call.
Right.
Has anybody ever looked into the CAFR report for each county?
Yep, we looked into it.
Okay. I'm done.
Okay.
I'm in gung ho.
Okay. We're very thoughtful of that CAFR stuff, so we got our eyes on that. All right. Next caller. Thanks for the call, James. Oh, Jim. Next caller, wireless caller. 509.
Oh, hello. This is Rick. I don't have a question. When everything went blank, I keyed into the thing because I didn't know what was going on. So,
okay.
I put Spokane County, but I don't have a question.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. We'll go to the next caller, 760, wireless caller. Go right ahead. 760-963, wireless caller.
Oh, hi. This is Vicki Kelly from California.
How you doing, Vicki?
Oh, I'm doing good. I got some questions here. You didn't mention anything about using the form in the communication, and do you think that won't help, or is that basically because you're looking at the short term as far as your goal is getting everybody constituted before your when you go to court on the 2nd, or... I was just curious about that because I know Joe puts a lot of work into the forum.
I'm not sure I understand. Just say this again about the forum, or the California forum or the national?
Yeah, just probably both, just everybody getting on there and using the forum to communicate back and forth and what's going on, and getting people to be interested in the National Liberty Alliance. Because I know a lot of times when Joe gets phone calls here, he'll be talking to people and talking to them, and you know, for a while, and then he refers them over to the forum. And I know a lot of people go there and they say, yes, I've gone there, and they read, and even though they don't respond or whatever. But I just noticed when you were, you know, talking about the, you know, the making the phone calls and everything, is
right.
that basically to get constituted by the second? Is that why, you know?
Well, no, just not just by the second, because we're not going to be able to get majority done by the second, but maybe
okay.
we can get it. We're definitely going to get a couple more states by the second, and we may get
yeah.
more states when we anticipate by the second, and that'd be good. Just to be able to say, you know, how many states we have is impressive, and how many counties, mm-hmm. if possible, is impressive. But nevertheless, we need to get done quickly no matter what. Happens
yeah.
in New York on the second, because again, that puts the pressure on them. When they see that people have constituted this in every state, and if they can see they've done it in every county, this will put the fear into them, the fear of the people.
Yeah.
So it's important to get it done. And you know, we do have these forums, and it's not just the forum that Joe's doing. Joe's focusing, and I think mostly on the Constitution, trying to get conversations going on that and
uh-huh.
the Federalist Papers. But, you know, we have plenty of other forums that people can get involved in throughout the site. They should be involved
yeah.
on the site in forums. I see a lot of things going on here or there throughout the site. We also have, you know, the opportunity to use the chat room that we have right now, and that's open 24/7, and people can get in there and chat if they want, and soon we're going to be doing something a little different there. Again, it's a matter of getting money, and we're kind of waiting to see if some money may come in soon. And of course, the live stream, we mentioned that from time to time.
Yeah.
I know there was someone who called me. I was looking through my notes, but I haven't had time to go through all my notes to see who it was. But someone who said, or maybe there's someone out there right now, what we're looking to do is set a live stream using Skype. Because if we can live stream through Skype, we do these calls off of Skype. So if we could live stream off of Skype right onto our web page, we can get the technician, our tech guy to set that up, or maybe we could do it ourselves or work together with him, that part of it. But there is a way to stream Skype onto the website. And this way, anytime we open the room, we would be streaming live, and people wouldn't have to call in. They can listen right in on the website, right on that page, and be in the chat room at the same time. So we'll look. Anybody who knows how to do any of those things, maybe give me a call at 845-233-6560. I'll repeat that. 845-233-6560. But call me tomorrow afternoon, because as soon as this is over tonight, I got to get to bed. I got to get up early tomorrow, and I got to run in the morning. But I'll be back in the afternoon. So anybody that can do those kind of technical things, has knowledge, you get back to me. We'd like to do that as soon as possible. And any other technical assistance that people might be able to assist us with for the website, you know, we can use help. The other thing is we want to set up a different kind of a chat room. I mean, we're thankful for the chat room we have, and it's, you know, loaned to us, so to speak, or it's being supplied by one of our members. And we want to get one so when people come into the chat room, because you're registered on the site, your name will show up on you know, whatever your screen name is, whatever you chose, will show up and give you that name when you come in and talk on the chat, so everybody be able to identify each other. The other thing is if we have a visitor that is not signed up, they will be able to listen, but they won't be able to chat unless they at least sign in to the web page. And whenever they can't come back to visit, they'll be able to see themselves as registered in that way. But they would have to sign in, you know, just create a username and give an email address so that it can be confirmed, and then they'd be able to chat in the chat room. But again, we'd like to get most of this stuff on the chat room, and then people that want to ask questions, then they can call in on the phone through Skype, coming through HD here. And some people prefer coming in on the phone anyway, so those people can still be able to come through the phone. But most people, I think, would enjoy being able to just listen in on right through the live stream on the website and be in the chat room. So anyway, that's what we're looking to do soon, and anybody who can help with that, give me a yell, 845-233-6560. Anything else?
Yes, I do have another question. Now, you mentioned some more state coordinators in California. Did you enlist anybody yesterday or when we had that call? Because Joe's putting together a call on Tuesday, and it would be a good idea if he got a hold of whoever they were so that when he starts this call that everybody's on the call so that they can communicate with each other. Do you,
right.
you know if we have more? And,
yeah, I believe we did get a couple of more. I'm looking
okay.
right now. Let's see. We have David, Joseph, and Stephen. Oh, no. It's still just David and Joseph, just two. We don't have anyone from California yet. Look
oh,
at
okay.
any.
So,
we can use. We need. Obviously, we need more people in California. So anybody that can yeah. be a state coordinator that's a pushy kind of person to push people along because we got to get California going.
Yeah.
So,
well,
but you, anybody, they can check from time to time by going to the state page to see if anybody new shows up.
Okay. All right, because I'm wondering, and Joe's also wondering this too, should he be under a different title or something? Because he does enjoy the discussions and educating people and, of course, his writings. But the recruiting and, you know, the calling people, if people call him, that's fine, but he's not into, you know.
Right, well, that's why someone else may have the you know, the experience of doing that other part,
mm-hmm.
and Joe doesn't. Look, you got 3-4 people, and they all have little things that they kind of specialize in, and you put it together, and you got a nice group going and that are doing a lot of things. So,
yeah, so
I realize that. That's why I'm pushing hard. But California needs more, a couple of more anyway, because you
okay.
got to get people on the other end, both ends of the states, and you also
okay.
want to get someone in the center that's going to be active to get these counties done. So,
okay.
Texas
all right.
is the same way. Texas is huge. And Texas actually is moving pretty quick considering what it was a month ago or so. You know, there wasn't many people in Texas at all a month or so ago. Now I think we have over 100 people in Texas. So Texas is starting to kind of move.
Okay.
But we need more. I think we need more state court. Let me see Texas. How many people we have in Texas? We do have some. We got 1, 2, 3 state coordinators in Texas now. So that's good. You know, we got 3 coordinators in Vermont, and Vermont should be moving. I think Vermont's going to get done by the end of this month. That's what they tell us they're hoping to do, so I think they will. But anybody wants to be a state coordinator in any state. Jump in, let's get the job done. The more people we have, the quicker we can get it done. You know?
Well, and then, well, one thing that I think is important that if anybody does jump in is, and that's what we're running into problems here, is that they communicate with the current state coordinators already so they're not running out doing
well,
something.
Well, that's the first order of business of any state coordinator is to find out if there's any others and make the calls and get connected.
Okay.
And then work the things out. If there's nobody handling a state, a county, you know, a weekly call, then let's get one going. Someone needs
yeah,
to do that.
Yeah,
Texas
do that
is now.
Tuesday.
Texas is up to 133 members, which they were practically at nothing a month or so ago. And they actually have 6 counties constituted, but they do have a lot of counties. They have 253. So we need a lot of coordinators out in Texas.
Okay, so right now we don't have anybody else that joined up yesterday or the day before for California
right.
for a state coordinator. Okay.
Correct.
All right. So I guess we're still just looking to get more in the group to
right.
make it stronger. Okay.
We did get some, one or two people committed. I guess they haven't called me yet. Or maybe they
okay.
missed me. Sometimes
okay.
I can't be gotten, you know. So.
Okay. All righty. Thank you, John.
All right. Thank you. All right. Next caller. Let's see. It looks like Lacey or Patrick.
No, it's Dan. John, how you doing?
Dan, how you doing?
Good. Questions regarding the test. First of all, is there going to be some kind of time limit for people to answer all 600 questions? You know, like, for example, once they become an administrator, will they have, say, 2 weeks to answer all 600 questions, or will it be an open-ended test?
People do it at their own speed. The people who really want the position will move quicker. There are people who will do the testing and go through the process just for the education. And we all should be doing that, every single one of us. But those who want to become administrators, they need to check. We'll set it up with a box that they're planning to become an administrator so we can start to get a feel and start filling those positions around the country. You know, we're going to need to, over 12,000 people across the nation to do this. So,
right.
But, no, how is it going to go is you'll listen to audio or watch a video. Okay, and some of the stuff will also be available in writing. So, for instance, if you're doing the, say you're doing the trial by jury by Lysander Spooner, we'll be doing that in audio. But the written material is there, so you'll be able to go along using the written material also, cutting and pasting and making your notes, whatever you want to do. But, you know, you'll go through maybe a half hour of audio. In some cases, you might go through a whole hour. I don't know. It depends on how it's set up and what's going on. But you go through a short period, you know, a half hour or so, and then at the end of that, you'll be asked a few questions. It could be 5 questions. It could be 8 questions. It could be 3 questions. I don't know. The people putting the test together, you know, it depends on what the what's going on in that particular half hour of audio or whatever. And then you'll be able to, you know, as soon as you finish listening to the audio, you answer the questions immediately. And those that are right, you'll get a credit for. The ones that are wrong, you'll have to skim through, looking through for the answers. You see, the key thing is really spending time. And by doing the questions and answers, we're getting people to spend the time. Anybody could pass the test because you have the opportunity to go back and look for the answers. Of the things you missed. And the key thing to common law and all this stuff, or anything really, is just spending time with things, reading them, listening to them, and thinking about them. So the test, like I said, will be about 120 hours. That was a guess. And by the time you come to the end, there'll be a total of about 600 questions. And again, you have to get every question right in order to get credit for each section as you move through. And when you get to the end, you know, it'll show up. The only thing that'll show up next to your name is what percentage you've done. You know, if you're 5% through the program, you know, you'll see 5%. If you're 80%, you'll see 80%. If you're 100%, you'll see 100%. And so if there's 6 people in a county that all want to be administrators, and you know, 4 of them are 70% and 60% or whatever done, and 2 of them are down at 10% or 20%, obviously the people who are advanced, the people and get to the end of that position, are the people who are going to take that position on. So it'll be sort of a competition and a push for people to get this thing done. We have to get educated. As Jefferson said, if people expect to be ignorant and free, forget about it. It's not going to happen.
You kind of answered, I think you answered my second question. It's basically when you have more than 4 people per county who want to be administrators, it's the first 4 who complete the test who will be the administrators.
That's correct. That's correct.
Okay.
And that's a motivation. Look, we have people who, I realize this now, and I realized it before. We just haven't had time to work on this, but then we had some volunteers, and I realized, let's get this done because we really need it. We should have worked on this earlier. But the bottom line is this. There are people who will come in and not go through the process, and they won't get educated, and they'll take on the job. And you got other people who are educating themselves. Those are the people that should fill those positions. This will also get rid of problem people that really just, you know, have no intentions of really getting this done anyway. So it'll get rid of some problematic people, maybe just by having the test going through.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you answering the questions. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Next caller, Frank, or is that Kathleen?
Yes, it is.
I knew. Kathleen, how you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
Say hello to Frank.
I will. Thanks. I, again, was just trying to see if I could get through when the call went dead. I don't have anything to ask.
How's things going on getting the testing completed? Are we close?
We're very, very close.
Okay.
So I just need to get a call with you when you have a chance tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I wanted to get to you. I'm trying to remember what. Oh, yeah, to get there, to let you know whenever you can to send those faxes out.
Okay, as soon as I get...
the letters went out last week.
Okay.
And some of them, I think it went out on Thursday, so some of them may have got them on Friday, but generally speaking, every one of them got them today. So
all
they
right.
got the hard letters, hard. The snail mail, you know, paper
uh-huh.
copy.
Okay.
But let's send it out and just put a, you know, create a cover sheet and just, you know, to all judges is sufficient, and then send it to the 62 court clerks, and that'll do it.
I will do that in the letter.
Okay. Right. Okay, anything else, Kathleen?
Thank you. Talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you. We'll talk tomorrow. I'll be out in the morning. I should be back late morning, early afternoon.
Okay, great.
Okay. Gerard, do you want to pipe in here? I see you making all kinds of noise.
Oh, I unmuted myself for that, huh?
Yeah, you sure did. You wanted to share with us, I guess?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. All right, next caller here, 540-845.
Hi, John. This is Anna Yisley from Virginia.
How you doing, Anna?
I'm doing well. I heard... a couple of times, or several times, the term fully constituted. And I'm wondering if you could lay out very quickly exactly what you mean by that, fully constituted, and is it a county that's fully constituted, or is it a court jurisdiction?
No. What it is for instance, New York has 62 counties, and each county needs to get constituted by doing the process that we teach. And when you get all 62 counties, then you're fully constituted. The state is fully constituted. All counties in the states have gone through the process and are ready to move forward. So that's what it means to be fully constituted. Some of our counties, you know, even in New York, we do still have some counties that don't have leaders. We did do the election, and we don't have leaders for them that have taken the paperwork yet. But we're looking, and we're making phone calls all the time to find people to assist in that and or other things, you know. So, but that's what fully constituted means.
Okay. So going back to the not all states have counties, and not all, you know, jurisdictions are counties. There are other things, cities, towns, or boroughs, I guess.
Boroughs, yeah. You have different, some states have boroughs, and some states...
Can you go by the court district? I mean, is it a court, like Spotsylvania County, where I'm from, was a Spotsylvania district court. So isn't it every court,
Well, yeah, there are districts, and they're basically every county, because the United States is really set up on counties. And every county has a Supreme Court that is set up by the state for the purpose of people mm-hmm. having access to a common law process. Now, we do go through explaining, for instance, and I'll read this very quickly, the term county equivalents include three additional types of administrative division whose organizing differs from that of most counties. Alaska areas, most of the land areas of Alaska is not contained within any of Alaska's 19 organized boroughs. But you see, the boroughs are, you know, New York City we call the borough of Manhattan, the Bronx, and Brooklyn, Queens. They're all boroughs, but that really is a county. It means a county anyway. Once you get out of New York City, we call them counties. And anyway, any one unorganized borough, this vast area larger than France and Germany combined is officially referred to by Alaska government as an unorganized borough, and outside of other incorporated boroughs limited to other, has no independent county government, so on and so forth. Let's see, independent cities. There are cities that illegally belong to no county. They differ from consolidated city counties, where a city and a county has been merged into one unified jurisdiction. As of 2004, there are 42 such cities in the United States, including Baltimore, Maryland, Carson City, Nevada, St. Louis, Missouri, and all 39 cities in Virginia. Where any municipality incorporated as a city, in contrast to towns, is by law severed from the county that might otherwise have contained it. So there are exceptions in other places. We do have this information up on the county page, and you can see what areas are broken up in that way. Connecticut, for instance, have done away with counties, but they still have the county names there and the county borders, and the courts are still within the counties, and so we're working in counties, and we will bring back the county in Connecticut, and we'll bring back their sheriffs also. So
okay,
does that
very
help?
Good. Okay. Yes. The process of being fully constituted, is it something you can count on? You know, the first thing is this, second thing is this, third. When you say fully constituted, what is the process to get there?
Gotcha. Yeah, if you go onto the website, you must be signed in, registered and signed in to see the Juris tab on the far right. If you highlight the Juris tab, you'll see a drop-down box, tabs, and you'll click on the tab that says How to Start a Jury. And we give detailed information. We get some written information, and we got a video. The video is 36 minutes long, 37 minutes long, and it tells you exactly how to constitute a county. Right above the video are docs and videos, so all the documents you're going to see in there is in that zip file that you download. There are three videos in that zip file. Those three videos, they're about 8 to 9 minutes apiece, and those are the three videos you show at the when you come together to constitute a county. And you do that by the showing of the hands, people in favor, and so on and so forth. Now, we used to have, I don't know what happened, someone brought to my attention that how to create the grand jury seal was not in that zip download. I put that up above the video also. It reads, watch the video below and download docs and video zip right there. You click on that file, which contains all the paperwork covering in the video. You will need just to fill out the blanks and make all the necessary changes. The grand jury seal PDF, how to. So if you click the grand jury seal, it'll show you what the seal looks like, and you can order it straight through, if you want, through Staples, where most people order it. And we give you a step-by-step process exactly how to create the seal on on Staple online, and then you can have it delivered. If you want to take the paper and go someplace else and have a seal, that's fine too. But the information on the seal is extremely important. We must be uniform with the seal, and we all must have the same seal. For instance, in my county, I'm in Dutchess County, and the outer ring starting on the top says Dutchess County, New York. Okay, all caps, NY for New York, because there's not enough space to spell it all out. And then underneath it, on the bottom part of the ring, it says grand jury seal. The word seal must be on your seal to make it an official seal. So it's a grand jury seal for Dutchess County, New York. The center ring, okay, and I know I don't pronounce this well, but Lex Naturalis Gratia, okay, which means natural law by the grace of God. So that's in the center ring. And we must all have that. Now, in a dead center, we have 1215 A.D., which is the year of the Magna Carta. And so this is the unified seal that we're all using, and this shows them that we are unified across the nation. When that seal comes up, and it's all the same, it's the people's seal, and it's showing their state and their county, it's identifying them as the grand jury seal. And it's natural law by the grace of God that gives glory to God and tells them we're under common law. And the first document that has come up out of common law and that we base most of, other than the Bible, of course, but it is the document which is the Magna Carta, where really, a common law document. So all that is up there right on that page.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Anything else? Okay, we'll take the next caller. Let's see. Daryl, is it? 573?
Hello, John. It's Daryl Walton, State of Missouri. How you doing?
How you doing, Daryl?
Outstanding.
Good.
I've been doing a little bit of chatting tonight, and I'm glad we had the chat session, because somewhere in the conversations we've had in the past and the Monday night meetings I've listened to, I missed the part where you can have multiple counties constituted in one county and have everybody at the vote or at the voting place to witness and sign in for the other sign for the other counties.
Right.
That makes it a lot easier than what I was trying to do. I was trying to get a state coordinator in every county so we could get that county constituted.
Well, we do need organizers in every county. We only need a couple of state coordinators, depending on the size of your state. Bigger states need a lot more. Of course, you know, you take as many as you want, and as many as would be helpful. But all the county coordinator organizers should be working with the state coordinators anyway. And the county organizers are the people that really the nuts and bolts of this whole thing. It's where the rubber meets the road. It's where, you know, you're going to be working within your county. And those people, out of those people will come the administrators of the grand jury.
Okay.
And so that's how it works. So we do have to find people in every county. We just don't have to find them now. We can get them all constituted, and then we can find them as we go, you know. And, you know, if you got a lot of people in one county or the county next door, you know, to a county that's constituted but doesn't have any people in it yet, or nobody willing to hold the paperwork, probably the sister county should hold it for them and be looking for somebody to pass this off on to in that county next door to them. But if not the state coordinator, one of the state coordinators can be the holders of the papers. But, yeah, you can constitute. We need to constitute these counties quickly to get them done and keep organizing.
With Missouri, we have 115 counties. How many state coordinators do you think would be a good number to have?
Well, probably with, let me see, with you, what did you say, Missouri?
Yes, yeah, we have 115 counties.
Yeah, I would think you need at least three state coordinators, at least, preferably one towards the northern part, one towards the southern part, and one in the center, if possible. But four would be better, you know.
Okay,
in New York, we got a few state coordinators. You know, I think we got three or so.
Then we're doing just about right because we've got three. We've got one on the east end, west end, and I'm in the middle.
Oh, there you go. You could do it that way too. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, and again, you know, work your counties. This is where the state coordinators really help the counties to work together, and you combine three or four people, you know, three or four counties together. You get the people together and say, hey, let's do one election in this area here, which is central to you guys. Let's do all three or four at the same time. You may have a county next also there that that has nobody in it, and you do it for them. You know, you try to find people, you try to get them there, and if nobody shows up, you do four. And three with people showed up and one that didn't. But this is how you will get them done. That's why I say California, we have 40. We have people that are in 47 counties. They got 58 counties all together. They got 11 done. They got 40 occupied. They're occupying 47 counties. So all those counties, they cluster three or four together to get the elections, or five, and then you take on a county that has nobody in it, and you get it done.
Yeah, I'm surrounded by eight counties that doesn't have any jurists in any of the counties. And I was trying to save my finances so I could start making trips to each of those counties and introducing myself to try and find a jurist there locally that would represent that county.
Right. Well, what you want to do is you want to get you make phone calls to the county next door that have people. If you got somebody close by, and ask them to try to help you find people in their sister county there, because we got to do this everywhere, and we got to network. We got to be on the phones all the time. We got to be working and helping, and we're also doing the same thing with states, working together with other states, helping other states. And that's one of the things on Saturday we broke up areas into different sections, you know, different states. To get it done. You know, we've been working very hard in the Northeast, and we've got the entire Northeast will be done before June 2nd. The entire Northeast, that was a pretty big feat that we have accomplished up here.
That's really impressive. I agree. Well, I didn't want to take up any more of your time, but I just wanted to give you that tidbit of information. And
okay.
Thanks, thank you and Gerald for everything you're doing for us.
Okay, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Okay, next caller, 720. You've been unmuted.
Hello, John.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, John. This is Stephen Nalty, Denver County, Colorado.
Oh, how you doing, Steve?
I'm doing great. Just a point of information. I was in the vehicle riding back from constituting four counties here on Saturday when Eric got on the line. But we were constantly losing our connection going through canyons in the mountains here. I just wanted you to know that even though we only have 24 of the 64 counties constituted this moment, we will have 40 constituted by June 3rd, and our goal is to have every county constituted by June 21st.
Great. That's good work. See, that's what every state needs to be focusing in and making a plan and know when it's going to be done by doing exactly what you've done is to calculate. You know, that's what we did in New York. You know, New York, we did 17 or let's see, goodness, we did more than that, 17, 20, maybe about 20 counties where we literally did each one of them one at a time, okay? But we saw that we had to get things done quicker. We saw the clock ticking and we're, you know, we're ready to go into the courts and different things. We had to get done. And so we broke the state up. We divided it up into sections. You know, we had the southern, well, the southern area was pretty much done because that's where we did most of our work. But we had some other counties scattered through the New York that we did get done. But we broke it up to the far western side, the central and northern part. So we broke it up into three sections. And we spent one Saturday in one of the, each one of these three sections to get it done. And we would do two elections in two different areas, or even we planned even three, but I think we did them all in two. Where we went, you know, two, and we went in the morning to one place, and then in the afternoon to another place, and in each one we'd get six, seven counties done at a time, and so we'd be able to get, you know, 12 counties or 14 counties done on a Saturday, and we did that for three Saturdays in a row, and then we went out to Connecticut. Connecticut's kind of a small state, so we got a central place in Connecticut. And they only had eight counties, so we did all eight counties in one day in Connecticut. And then that was in the morning. And in the afternoon, we ended up in Rhode Island. We had a central area in Rhode Island. They only had five counties, I believe. And we did all five counties in the afternoon. So in one day, on one Saturday, we did all of Connecticut and Rhode Island, okay? Because, again, they're small states, and they didn't have that many counties, and we can get two centrally located areas that would not be difficult for anybody in those states to travel to. And we got those two states done. So everyone could do that way. Let's get these things done. It's the honorable thing. We got the newspapers out. You know, we hit all the counties in the newspapers. We made the notice, made lots of phone calls, called people, different liberty groups and people involved, and we went out and done it. And it got done.
Thanks, John.
Okay, thank you. Okay, next caller, Kelly or Gregory.
Yes, thank you. Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Okay, cool. I've been doing some looking into online meeting software. Current favorite is TeamViewer, and it's free to people that are not corporations. My thought was possibly for jury use or at least for the back office administrative stuff, this thing would help people get the job done and show their, you know, PDFs and movies and chat. You can record.
Can you give me a tour?
Yeah, you can record.
Yeah, can you give me a tour? Do you have it set up where you can give me a tour of the program?
I can work that out with you. I sent you an email, but I guess you're a very busy man.
Yeah, a lot of emails I don't get. I can't read the emails. So anybody sending me emails, if you think I'm reading them, well, I try, but forget about it. I just can't keep up with them. And I get a lot of garbage emails, and it makes it even worse, you know?
Sure. So what I'd recommend is if you care to delegate someone on your team, I'm doing a local test here in the state of Washington. I'm in Seattle. And once we prove that out, I'd like to open it up and bring in some other people just as a tour test, you know, as a possible tool that it's free to small numbers, I think maybe up to 25. And if you get bigger than that, you can buy a license. I think it'd probably be pretty reasonable. Mm-hmm. But it's free to people to use for personal business, and it seems to be a really good professional product.
All right, what you do is give me a call, 845-233-6560. You know,
okay.
Give me a call during a week, and let's try to get a date where we can get a couple people and you get a few people, whatever, and we'll kind of get together in a meeting place and see once how it goes, and we'll see. Right now, you know, the HD thing is pretty good. You know, we get to 1,000 people, and, you know, nobody needs 1,000 people. I mean, National Liberty Alliance as a whole, you know, might eventually need that, but generally you don't need 1,000.
My approach was to find something that would be secure and private, so that you can make jury duty online.
HD can be done privately. You can lock the doors once you're in there. Once you get everybody into the meeting, and you know everybody's in, you can lock the conference and nobody can come in anymore.
Okay.
So that does have a privacy thing. You know, we don't have the ability to do you know, anything like. You know, showing a PowerPoint or anything like that. And I presume that that's what this program does. You can do PowerPoint and things like that.
Yeah. It's fully fledged for business meetings.
Yeah, we'll take a look at that and see
if we can
offer it to the people. So give me a call during the week and we'll talk and we'll see. We'll set an appointment up.
What's a good hour to catch you, John?
Okay, anything else?
That's it for now.
Okay, thank you.
Right.
Okay, Sarah, you got the mic.
Hi, John. This
Good,
is Sarah. I just wanted to clarify a couple of things. I think that it's not just a problem or an issue, actually. In Florida, we had our first statewide meeting last week as a test run, so we're going to be doing more meetings weekly, which is good. But in the email blast, somebody had added that that once June 2nd goes through and June 3rd you have the result, then all the counties in Florida need to be on call so that they can file with federal court. I'm like, unless it's filing your paper from New York.
You're not going to file anything in federal court anyplace. We'll deal with the federal court problems later. But if you're thinking about the paper we're going to get for enforcement, we're having a federal judge to sign a writ of mandamus, which orders the state courts in every state to obey the Constitution. It's that simple. The federal courts. Ultimately, you know, the Constitution doesn't change from one federal court to another federal court. They should be uniform.
Right. So I just wanted that clarification because when we have our next weekly meeting, I'm going to bring it up that we don't have to file anything in federal court. Your results we can file locally per county in the courthouse.
What we will do is once we get the paper from the court, if all goes well, we get the order. We can then send a copy of that order to everyone. You might need a certified copy, and we will get the information for people to be able to send because they'll probably want $5 or something. They love to charge that money. But anyway, you know, you'll send $5 and request a certified copy of a particular thing, and we'll give you the address, and people from all over the country will be able to do that. That'll also tell them and show them that that this is really big nationwide. And then once you have that certified copy, you take that down to your court and you get access, and you tell the judge, you know, you give him a copy, you make a copy, you don't give him the original. You can show him the original. But you make a copy and you give them that to let them know, step aside. Otherwise, the sheriff's going to arrest you. Give us access to the court. Show us to the custodian so we can learn to discover where we can have some offices we can set up. We'll need enough offices for 4 people, and plus a secretary, 5 people. And we'll also need access to a conference room. And then we also need to be shown down to the mail room where our mail would be going. And you need to get ID cards so you can pass in and out of that building without having to go through the silly metal detector and through their process. And that's it once you're in. Now, once we straighten the state up, we do have a plan to deal with the federal government, the federal courts, because the federal courts are in districts, and we do talk about that. If you go into the jurist tabs and you go through all that stuff there, in there you'll see our plan that we talk about the federal courts also, because they, too, are operating on our soil, in this case New York soil, you know. So they have to go through us to get jurists.
Exactly. Well, I appreciate that clarification, because I'm sure it's also several other places probably have the same question, and mm-hmm. we don't want people reinventing the wheel going into...
Yeah, we don't want anyone to go into federal court with these things unless they really know what they're doing. And we will help anybody if they think they have to do it, and we will help them. And you know, anybody that goes into the courts for what we're doing as a group, there's a lot of things you have to understand, and we'll train anyone that needs to know that. And as a matter of fact, that's what our course is doing. I'm going to do some courses at some point later on with mindsets, you know, what our mindset should be, if it's necessary. You see, some of the things, when you go into a court, you have to have a certain mindset. And you have to understand certain things. And when you talk and speak and do things, you have to speak from that mindset. And you're always on point. But a lot of the things that we've discovered and are working with, once we turn the courts back to common law courts, a lot of those things won't be needed no more. You know, we definitely got to do a whole new plan for a family court. That's a mess. And there should never be a judge or a lawyer involved in a family, ever.
Exactly.
So that's a people thing. That's a people thing. And the people are looking to fix that family and to make it work to the best that it can, not to destroy it.
Exactly.
You know? So. Right, anything else?
Just quickly, where are we holding with the jurist handbooks?
Where are we what?
Where are we holding on the quantity for the... handbook.
Okay. Yeah, we still have a ways to go. I haven't had a final count, but they're going up every day. People are sending in, so we're getting, it's just moving slow. But we're hoping that we may have some monies coming through, and if it does, then we're just going to order the whole, you know, what's required, and then just start sending these out. So hopefully something will break soon. We'll see where it goes. We either have to hit that quota, and we're probably, if we continue the way we're continuing now, I'd say it's going to be a month before we get to the quota. It's just not moving fast enough. But if other things happen, which we hope might, it could get done by the end of the week.
Okay, great.
Okay?
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Okay, next caller, is it James?
Hi, John. It's Jim Sanders again. I'm sorry to ask another question.
Jim? Yep.
But I'm fairly new to this, not the concept, but to the alliance. Mm-hmm. So I had a question to ask. In some of the chatting that's been going on, someone had mentioned that you don't have to have a county seal for every county that's constituted.
Well, you do have to have a county seal.
Before you hold a vote?
Oh, no, not before you hold the vote. When you go to file the papers, nobody has to file the papers until you're ready. But I'll tell you what, you know, people should get accounts constituted, get the paperwork ready, and hold off from filing until we get through New York to see what's happening here. And then once we get a positive note, then everybody should file as soon as possible, just right across the board, across the whole nation. And also then go and visit the court to get access. Go to the clerk and say, we're here to get access. And you can give them a copy of the order. and let him go talk with the judge. But we're here. We're not leaving here today until we know exactly where our office space is, where we can have access to a conference room, and where the mail room is so that we can see where our mail is going to go. And we're not leaving here today until that's done. And we got a court order right here. Now, hopefully that's going to be the case, but one way or the other, we are going to get a court order.
Okay. My next question is, have you ever has there been a county meeting where there was where people showed up and they voted, they didn't vote it
never.
In?
Never. Well, first of all, you got to understand a few things. We in here in New York, we had I think two counties where we did have a. We had one person who just didn't want to vote, and they just said, yeah, so we didn't even count them one way or the other. We had another county where I think we had two people who voted against it. They were obviously troublemakers just coming in, you know. I have no clue on why they would vote against something like this. And they're part of the status quo, maybe. But other than that, in New York, it went pretty smooth. We didn't have a problem. It was unanimous pretty much everywhere. Now, let's take in theory. Let's say you had 100 people come, you know, which you don't get 100 people. But let's say you did. And let's say only one person voted yay and 99 persons voted nay. And the one person who voted yay can go forward and still do a declaration. They can make the point that they had this meeting and it took place and so on and so forth. And they don't have to say, you know, what the vote was. Just that it took place, but it doesn't matter because, you see, this is an unalienable right, or an inalienable right, however you want to pronounce that. It's under the Fifth Amendment. It's protected by the Fifth Amendment. So we don't have government ultimately by the majority. We have a republic. We're governed by laws, by the Constitution. And so you don't have to exercise your right. You know, if you're a person who carries a weapon and 99 people don't want to carry a weapon, it doesn't mean that you can't carry your weapon. They're just deciding not to exercise their right. That's their business. But it's your business to exercise the right if that's what you want to do. Same thing here. So we don't need majority vote, not at all. It's just the honorable thing to do, to put it out in the newspaper, to let the people know, to make an announcement, to have a place where people can come to meet, to look, to see what we're doing, and vote and participate and join in and become part of the jury and get educated, come out to the site and get educated and join the jury pool. That's what we're doing. It's just honorable.
All right, real fast, one more time. With the newspaper notice, how many days do you have to give, or do you have to give any day notice?
Well, the moment I find, if you find a place, you know, you're going to have at least a week's notice for the place you're using usually. So if you find a place today, Monday, and you set it for next Tuesday, then my next phone call would be to the local newspapers, which only takes a few minutes to get to the local newspapers and say, hey, look, I got a press release. Can you give me the fax number or the email or the person I need to talk to? And they'll give you one of those three things. And if you give you a person to talk to, they'll either give you a fax number or an email or both and say, yeah, just fax it here or email it here and we'll take a look at it and take care of it. And your business is done. That you just fax it or email it to them, your business is done. Most of these newspapers do not run it.
And if
Shame
you don't have
them.
A newspaper, can you post it somewhere?
Yeah, you can post it. What we were doing, we were posting it in post offices, too.
We were
posting it in town halls. That became a problem because the town hall, we had problems with the people in town hall. So we stopped that. We suggest not to do that. But, yeah, you can post it on bulletin boards in different places.
It just has to be posted.
Right, someplace, yeah.
Okay.
But most counties have a newspaper.
Well, I intend on doing more than one county at once because everybody lives where I'm at. There's like four or five counties surrounding, and everybody goes to one place, Lafayette,
right.
Indiana.
Well, there you go. Then you could do four or five in one shot, and you get four or five. You put the ads in four or five counties, the newspapers, let them know where the election's going to take place, and that's it. Do it.
Great. Okay, thank you for your time.
Make the phone calls to invite people. Phone call people. Get commitments. Tell them you're counting on them. Get them there.
Okay.
make sure you get at least two or three people coming with you for sure. And try to bring a notary, especially if you're going to do more than one county. You know, now you want to get the notary there to do all the notary paperwork, get that all done. Because okay. Then you got to chase down all that paperwork, you know?
Yeah, I follow. Okay. But you have to have four pieces each time for each county.
Yeah, well, only three. Three papers are notarized for each county, only three.
Okay.
The main paper that has signatures on it, that's not notarized. It's just witnessed by three people. It's one paper, and three people sign it.
Okay. Okay. And you have to have ID.
Well, for the notary, yeah.
For the notary, okay.
Yeah, the notary will require ID before they'll notarize it.
And do you have to have the people that are voting, do they have to give their names? And
No.
No.
We don't give a name, we don't give a count or anything. If only three people show up and three people vote, it's unanimous. If 300 people show up and 300 people vote and it's unanimous, it's unanimous. Or it's an overwhelming majority, however you want to word it.
Okay.
But don't ever give a count, because they'll try to use that against you, and they know as well as anyone else that we have government not by the majority, but by the majority who participates. So it's always just a remnant of people that make things work.
Appreciate all your hard work.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, next caller. Let's see. Is it Pamela? Next caller? 939-579.
Yes, me. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, fine.
Good.
I have some questions about how the system works. I don't know if this is a good question for this call or not.
Yeah.
If someone, I'm dealing with a very, very well-known corrupt county in Pennsylvania.
Well, I can show you 62 of them here in New York. But go ahead.
Right. And, you're right. But I know about a year ago, I believe, they got a grand jury together, and they said the DA messed it up. They didn't get to indict this man for a murder, because of the DA messing it up. Should the DA have even been involved?
Well, in the system that they have going now, they are involved. In the system that we're bringing back, they have nothing to do with it.
Oh, wonderful. That's good news. Another question is, okay, say the grand jury indicts somebody. Then the person that gets indicted, do they go to court in front of a judge then? Would they get a choice from a judge or a jury?
As soon as an indictment is put down, an arrest warrant is made, the person is arrested, fingerprinted, and brought before the judge to be decided whether they're going to let them loose on their own recognizance or set a bail. That's up. And that is about the only authority the judge has at that point, is to set that kind of thing.
Well, the case that I'm dealing with, I was, there's strong evidence that the father did what he did, but I was told by the attorney that I had, it's no use pressing charges on the father because he'll have a choice between a judge and a jury, and you know who will you pick. That would be the judge who protected him for years. So what do you do?
Well, no. That's not the way. No. That's not the way it works. Any criminal action goes to a jury. Period. End of subject. There's nothing to talk about. Now, in there. Fictional world, they make it up and do what they please. They're just trying to make it look good. They're criminals, as you know. In their fictional world, they do whatever they want. But no, in reality, you come to a common law, every criminal case that goes to trial must be tried by jury. There's no exceptions to that rule. Now, in a case where it's a contract disagreement or something like that, and if the side that's the defendant is brain dead and doesn't ask for a jury, oh well, you know, then the sovereign of the court, which is the individual who brought the charges, the plaintiff, gets to decide at the end the ruling. Other than that, you know, as long as it's over $20, you can ask for a jury.
If there's a subpoena, who gets to choose whether, like, I was in a case where my lawyer subpoenaed somebody, but this club where the judges and attorneys went and hung out with the criminal's father, you know, they refused to honor the subpoena. It was called the Stice Club, the small elite club for the judges' attorneys, and my grandfather hung out with the judges there, and they refused to honor the subpoena, and the judge didn't put them in contempt of court for not honoring the subpoena and bringing their records to court so we could prove the connections between the judges and the paternal grandfather and the attorney that the judge, you know, just all these
connections. Well, then that would be taken. Look at the grand jury. If the grand jury is involved with this, they'll make it happen, otherwise they indict them all.
Oh, okay. And another question, quick question is, what about pressing charges on these corrupt judges? I have all sorts of evidence of these judges, you know, I don't know, would this be the time finally? I keep hearing judges get away with perjury in court, and I have evidence, definite evidence.
That's an understatement.
Yeah.
Anytime you see a judge with their mouth opening and sounds coming out, they're perjuring themselves. And that's the truth about the same thing in lawyers in courts, because that's how bad it is. The whole thing is a fraud. It's a scam, and it's disgusting. It's really bad.
And obstruction of justice, where over the years the judges wouldn't allow evidence
right.
in court.
Well, look, none of these things are going to happen anymore once the people come in and take control of the juries, because one of the first order of businesses that we will be doing and we teach is once you're coming into power, you're going to be calling the judges down for a meeting, you know. And so all the judges in your county, you're going to get them together for a meeting, and you're going to be reading the Riot Act to them, letting them know no more equity cases. The fiction is a thing of the past. This is now common law. Every court case operating in this courthouse at this point, from this point forward, is assumed to be common law, period. Now, people come in and ask for a different jurisdiction, by all means accommodate them. But as long as both parties need to understand the jurisdictions, both parties understand the jurisdiction and they agree to it, go for it. You know, there are UCC cases. There are still admiralty cases that might be under some scrutiny. I doubt in a state court. That would have to really be in the federal courts, the admiralty cases. They shouldn't be handled at all in state courts at all. But there could be some admiralty or maritime courts that could be held in the federal courts. But clearly those are issues that took place out at sea, not on land.
Would there ever be a chance for me to press charges on these judges for obstruction of justice?
Well, that's the sad problem, is we're going to probably lose most of these judges, because once the people find out that there is a grand jury that could be called up and you can make your complaint, oh, man. Look, I spoke with someone recently today, I think it was, 40 people have already filed charges, you know, criminal charges against this one judge, and they themselves was under the same thing. And so, yeah, there's a waiting line for that one. People realize we're not going after judges, okay, you know, we're good, they obey the law, we're good. But doesn't mean anything when someone comes in and says, let me tell you what Judge Joe did to me. Well, now we have a wrongdoing and we have to deal with the judge. So we can't promise them that they're going to be good, you know, that we're not going to chase their past sins. But if someone brings in that problem, we have to deal with it. So, yeah, we're going to lose these judges because they're so evil. I don't see them staying. I'll tell you what, I really think, once we get in, you're going to see a lot of people abandoning their posts. They're just going to disappear.
And what about lawyers? Are there going to be lawyers that aren't, and many lawyers aren't going to be needed anymore? How are lawyers going to come?
Yeah, of course. Well, look, at bar lawyers, they're going to realize by staying in the bar, they're not going to be able to get anywhere in a common law court. Clearly, they can't be fighting a battle under statutes. when they're going to lose in a common law court. So they'll bone up real quick. They already know the process and the procedures of the court, so they probably will continue, but they'll start to work under the common law, and maybe they'll become human beings again. Who knows? We can pray for that. And but anybody that sticks with the, you know, the bar is going to become a thing of the past. It's just going to fall away for lack of membership, really. The judges are not going to be able to stay on the bar. You can't hold a title and a place of trust at the same time. The Constitution is clear on that. And judges have the title. When a judge becomes a judge, he's given a title. That title is called chancellor. And chancellor means Lord High, L-O-R-D High. He's, in other words, I'm the king, I'm lord over you, and I'm going to decide your fate. That's what a judge is. He's got the title, chancellor. We're getting rid of that. Although most states call him judge, still means the same thing. It's synonymous.
Wow. So this also takes care of these corrupt judicial conduct boards.
It takes care of all of it. The people clean it all up very quickly.
Okay. Well,
it's extremely powerful.
Yeah. Well, I want to do what I can to help call around. So maybe I'll give you a quick call tomorrow if you don't mind it. I want to see what I can do about calling around and getting people involved and posting and everything.
Yeah, what state are you in?
I'm in Puerto Rico, yeah.
You're where?
Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico?
You want to see why? Everybody can look at my YouTube video, Mother and Son Exiled from the USA.
Uh-huh.
Does anyone care? And that.
What state are you looking to come back to? What state were you in?
I don't know if I'll ever come back to the States. It's just, I don't know if they'll be afforded me back. Lawyers have made me broke. Lawyers aren't just enjoying my money. I used to have a college degree. I used to have a lot of money, and lawyers just, I've gone through all my money protecting my son from abuse. I fled the United States when my son was 5.5 years old because the judges, they just, for 5 years, just would not allow strong, credible evidence in court. You either overlooked it or wouldn't allow it in court, and then court ordered me that I couldn't even get any more evidence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they do that to other people. That's common, what they do to people that protect their parents.
Yeah,
that happens right there in Lebanon County. I know of other parents right now that are they know their children are still being abused, but they're court ordered not to get any more evidence, and they're afraid they're afraid to even show anything because then they're afraid they won't even get to visit their child who was given to the abuser.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just terrible.
Yeah, these people are so evil. I can't. I'm so sick all the time when I start talking to people with the problems that they get from these courts, and I go talk. It's sickening. It's disgusting.
I have 5 years worth of abuse. When I fled to protect my son, those corrupt judges turned me into a criminal wanted by the FBI. And I was eventually picked up and extradited back. I was really, really lucky. I was struck with all the evidence. Puerto Rico strongly protected my son from abuse. They the corrupt judge twice had children and youth fly to Puerto Rico to take my son back. And the Superior Court here in Puerto Rico placed a court restraining order on the Lebanon County Children and Youth prohibiting them from taking my son. Because there was strong evidence that they knew my son was being abused too, and they didn't protect him.
Right.
So we were very, very lucky. And I was extradited back and spent over 200 days in jail. And that's where the judge wouldn't allow the evidence, you know, it wouldn't allow the subpoena to put the connections with the judges and the attorneys and the, mm-hmm. you know, and the grandfather. And anyway, I was eventually in front of a jury, an unbiased jury, for 4 days, and it took them less than a half hour to find me not guilty. Because I had good reason to flee.
Mm-hmm.
The police.
Well, absolutely. Well, at least you were able to get a decent jury. So.
Yeah.
All right. Any other questions?
Me, you know, when the father offered me to men to kill me.
What was that?
Death from the meal. So anyway, at least my son was protected.
Right.
Anyway, I want to do what I can to get other people. I'd like to learn more to get people involved.
All right.
I'll do everything I can.
I appreciate it. Any other questions?
Oh, no. I just, I'd like to learn a little bit more, and I'll post everywhere, and I'll make
Yeah, well, you know, join the site and watch what you can, pass the word, and if you need to talk to me, call me, you know, but, you know, make sure it's important things.
All sorts of women and fathers, I know fathers, prospective fathers, that want to get involved with this once they understand, because there were some things I didn't understand. So I know I can get a lot of people involved. If you put, if somebody puts some advertising, you know, about National Liberty Alliance on, like, Lawless America, or all these women's groups, protective parents groups, you know.
Oh, yeah. Look at anybody, any of these groups that see the problems with the family courts, if they get, they get wind of what we're doing and they understand what we're doing, they'll be right here, because we are going to do away with this system that they have in family courts. Nothing is more obscene than the family court system. So you cannot have, you cannot have judges and lawyers deciding anything for human beings on that level of family. You just can't have it. These have got to be regular people who are really focused in on trying to fix the problems, not destroy the people.
Well, that's part of the plan, I think, of destroying the United States from the inside out, destroying the family.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, absolutely. That's one of the plans. Absolutely right.
Yeah, yeah, they started this decades ago. My case was 20 years ago, started 20 years ago with my son, and it's going on. I know many mothers and fathers, they, you know, you know, even where the mothers even admit it, one, like one mother wanted to throw the baby to the alligators. Well, guess what? The mother gets the custody. They give the custody to the, to the abusive parents.
Yeah, again, they're just destructive. They do anything they can to be destructive. Anyway, with that, I got to move on.
Okay,
so
I'd like to know better. Maybe you can tell me what to actually say to these parents so that they're going to want to get involved. You know.
All right, well, give me a call. We'll talk about it.
Thank you. Okay, we'll do. Thank you very
thank
much
you.
For your time.
All righty. Okay, next caller. Let's see. Kenneth. Well, Leslie. 661.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey,
hello.
How you doing?
Oh, fair to the Midland. I just listening to this and trying to see where y'all are going. We're trying to get things going out here in California.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we're in Kern County, the wonderful one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's a bad one here. And I just wanted to know, too, okay, I know the serious crisis we're all facing here. How long do you think it'll take to get things really rolling?
Well, if we're successful on June 2nd and we start entering the courts on June 3rd and 4th, I would say depending on, well, I can talk for New York. In New York, I think we can get things done in New York in 30 to 60 days. And bring New York right back to 1789 and be working with the sheriff to understand that he's got the power and the authority in an emergency situation. He's got the power and the authority to call out the people and deputize the people. And he also has the authority to make sure and seize everything within the county, to keep it in the county and make sure that all the resources stay within the county in order to take care of the people of the county. And then any of the excess resources can then flow to the counties around us and so on throughout the state. And if all the sheriffs are doing that and we keep out the feds, because you know they're going to pull the plug. So during that emergency, we need that protection. We need to prepare for that emergency. And so the sheriffs need to understand, no feds. You know, we don't want anything to do with the federal government coming in, FEMA or any of that stuff, martial law or anything. You know, if they pull the monetary plug, you know, there'll be riots in the streets unless the sheriffs pull in law and order and work with the people to try to make sure that the lights stay on and the water flows and food moves, at least from within the counties, and we move it around the state and keep ourselves going, and then excess from the state can flow to the other states and vice versa. So New York can do it very quickly. The counties that haven't been constituted and haven't really worked through the process and stuff, and they're kind of behind the eight ball. It's going to take, they got to first do all that work. And then, that's why I keep telling people, let's get these counties constituted now. Start get educating now. This is the time, because when the time comes to go to war, you got to be armed with the right tools in order to win that war in your state. And we need other states to win the war as much as New York.
Yeah, this state out here is just as bad now as bad as it is in New York.
Yeah, it's bad all over. I can't believe how serious it really is everywhere.
Yeah, that's why I was wondering, because, I mean, we're trying to get things going. I've been looking at all the different options that have been going around, and I've been seeing all the different ones caving in and kind of more or less falling into this system, and I can't figure out how they're doing it. But
well, they run everything. They're parasites. They infiltrate every American institution, and they destroy it from within. And then they turn it into a tool for themselves.
I know that, like, okay, because I know there's a lot of judges that are bad, but I know that isn't the thing that we're headed for first. But I just wanted to know, how are we going to do it on a state? I mean, okay, I know I'm here in California. You said you're looking for somebody in the central area. That's where we're at, here in the central area. And it's a corrupt one, real corrupt. I mean,
What state did you say you were in?
I'm in California.
California. Okay, well, we got a lot of people in California, you know.
Yeah,
we got a couple of hundred people working that state right now, and they need to really get organized and finish. And so I know they're starting to move now through the process. They got 11 counties done.
Yeah. Well, we're in the process of it right now, trying to do Kern County.
Great.
And hopefully, I'm waiting to see how things go with you up there, because I'm really wondering how this is going to work. Is the sheriff working with you?
Well, it doesn't have to. He will. He doesn't have a choice but to work with us once we're empowered.
Yeah.
Once we're empowered, he doesn't have a choice. Now he'll know who he takes his orders from. And if we speak through the court and the court commands him, but we will create a close relationship with him, and he is going to bone up on the Constitution. We're going to require him, as a matter of fact. We're going to require him to come to our site and take the course. I think that's what we need to do. Maybe we'll create just a special, no, I don't think it's just a special course. I think he needs to know what we know. And if he's not interested to do that, we should tell him to get ready to go onto the unemployment line. Because if he's not interested in learning what his job is all about, which is the Constitution and how to understand when a crime is... They can't even understand when a crime has been committed. You know, you explain to them, they can't comprehend it. All they know is statutes. It's black and white to them. They don't have the knowledge. They're not qualified. And now we're going to require them to be qualified. We're going to think about that. I think that's what we need to do. We need to require these sheriffs to take the very same courses that we are taking so that they understand the Constitution and common law and history. They need to understand those things.
Yeah, because if they know that they have the authority in the counties to stop this stuff from ever even taking place,
right. We'd
have a very big leg to stand on.
Yeah, we're going to do that, and we're going to require that in a certain period of time. They got to bone up very quickly. So.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm still going through the videos and studying everything, getting ready to go for it.
Right.
And,
okay.
So I just wanted to ask you those few questions, and thank you for answering them. And let's get this thing done.
Amen. Thanks for calling.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Next caller, wireless caller 760.
Hi, Dave in California.
How you doing, Dave?
Good, yeah, okay. I just wanted to put my hat in the ring and help out with the state coordinator. Joseph is listening, or anybody in California is listening. Can I give my number?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Okay, 760-975-5953. Once again, 760-975-5953. I'm in San Diego County. I will reach out to Joseph to get the details on the Tuesday night call, and I want to help get it done out here.
Okay. No, I'm looking at San Diego County right now, And are you showing up out here as a an organizer also?
I don't believe I'm on the published list yet, and I think I have gotten some feedback where maybe some of the people on the list are been distracted or occupied.
Okay,
or
what you need, let me tell you what you need to do. Okay. Go out to the site, nationallibertyalliance.org, make sure you're signed in, and go up on the top, right under the blue bar, you'll see tech support and my account. Click on my account, and after you click on my account, you'll see an edit button there. Just look for it. You'll find it. Click on edit, and once you click on edit, you'll see on the right side two items. One says account, and the other one says contact information. Click on the contact information. Then scroll down, and you'll see a box that says County Organizer. Check that box. After you do that, get back to me, and I'll make you a state coordinator.
Okay.
Okay? And yep. I'll tell you what, when you hang up, get back in the queue. Go do that now, and then I'll make you a state coordinator right away as soon as you get back up in line. Okay?
Oh, you say take care of it and then raise my hand again to
well,
see you?
Well, as soon as you get off, as soon as we kick you out of the queue, raise your hand again, and then meanwhile go to the site and do that change, make yourself a county organizer, and then when you come up, let me know you've done that, and then I will click the buttons to make you a state coordinator.
Okay, I'll get on it.
Okay, all right, so go come back into the queue.
Okay,
next caller, 201. Is that you, Jason?
Hi, John. Jason from Berg from New Jersey Coordinator.
How you doing?
How you doing? Fantastic. Just want to thank you for a wonderful job that you're doing for us here and for National Liberty Alliance. I'm looking forward to having as many of my people from New Jersey. It's mounting up that we have
our
weekly meetings at 8 o'clock. And anyone in any part of the country can participate when that's closed in that sense. We want to be able to be heard and be able to have interaction with everyone.
Mm-hmm.
The challenges here, I mean, like there's a point. I mean, I'm just trying to reach out with my sheriff, and they are playing up a chain of command or proper procedure.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking to a lawyer. Only thing I know is that what does a lawyer have to do with a sheriff's responsibilities? I don't know.
Well, remember, the New World Order has lawyers in every post of our process, whether it's in the judicial realm or the political realm outside of the judicial realm. Anywhere you go, any political figure, any judge, anybody, as soon as a problem comes up, they tap into their New World Order minion, which is a lawyer. They're everywhere. So they run everything. They control everything. And that's why we're in such a mess. Our founding fathers hated the bar. The bar was been around for a long time, wasn't here in America until the 1900s, although they had British, they were getting schooled in Britain, and they had a lot of lawyers here still. But in any event, that's the problem, is these lawyers. I wouldn't look at it. If you talk to the sheriff and he's not on board, I wouldn't waste my time with him anymore. Go move on. Spend your time more valuable places. Shake the dust off your feet any place you go where people give you a problem. Focus in on organizing. Focus in on education. Focus in on preparing and getting ready to do what we have to do. Because once we get into power, now it's going to be a different story. When you go talk to the sheriff, he's going to say, "Yes, sir, what can I do for you?" And you're going to explain to him the way things got to be. And he's going to listen, or he's going to be looking for another job, and that's the way we got to do it. We've got to play hardball, but we have to be humble, and we have to be polite and try to befriend him.
Yeah, and another thing that's really crazy is the trusts that are being raped from us. I mean, there are three kinds of people in a trust: the beneficiary, which is you and I and everyone else, the administrator, which is the prosecutor, and the trustee, which is the judge. And once our trusts are returned back to us, we're going to have enough money to do whatever we need in this country. And a lot of people don't realize it, that when you, the whole point is to get the hell out of their statutory courts. I mean, there's no justice. I mean, well, I was reading someplace, John, where if looking at the Fifth Amendment, anyone who's in a foreclosure situation and there's no jury looking at that, technically speaking, that's fraud against the Fifth Amendment. And it's really it makes me angry that we are being taken and shoved. I mean, I'm just trying to go do just look at my mortgage, and for two times I asked them for all the papers, and I just sent out the Homebridge. Bank of America took over, and I'm looking for those documents where Bank of America took it over, and if they don't have those documents, so I got myself a fraud case. So
look, at the bottom line, you do a notice and demand. Let them know the consequences if they don't respond with the contract. They don't have a contract, and they're not going to respond. Find them in default. Let them know you're not paying until they produce it. And find them in default when they don't respond. And then you take them into court before they take you into court. You can wait for them, because they'll sue you in a nisi prius court. You'll turn around into a common. But you got to bone up. You got to understand how to do this stuff. There is no contract. There is no contract. It doesn't exist.
So basically, in a mortgage, there has to be a contract of turnover.
There's no contract.
So there
never was a contract. What the paper you signed was a release of your funds from your account. Okay, they took that to the Fed window within 72 hours, and they pulled full payment out of that. They paid off the process, whoever had to be paid off for the house. They took their fees out of it, and they're done. Everything that they collect from you that point forward is really just robbing it from you. But they've already gotten the money out of your SESQ account. That's already been done. That's what those federal programs are all about.
Mm-hmm. Well, cool.
But we don't know about them. Only the bankers know. They get paid five times over. And then they sell it. And then they get paid.
Well,
then they take your house away from you.
And
they go through the whole process, and we're dummies. We're just dumb slaves. We have no clue what they're doing to us.
Right, and when we all...
You don't owe the bank nothing.
Yeah. Well, again, I just can't wait to prove that so I can...
Well, that's why you got to study common law. Look, a lot of the stuff's going to get straightened out once the grand jury's back in place, believe me.
Well, that's a thought. You had two people talking about the 500 nations, the Native American Indians. One thing I understand about common law, if the item has been stolen, it has to be returned to its known owner. And technically speaking, the way the Europeans came in into America, that the United States was totally stolen. So basically, we're all squatters in this country, and we're going to have to ask for mercy from the 500 tribes to be able to live in our houses. So I mean, that's a thought. But again, that's going to come. That's one of the things that needs to be addressed in this whole factor, and also looking.
Well, that really doesn't come to play. And there's plenty of land for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's throwing anybody out of anywhere. You can't change back the clock of what has taken place 200 years ago. That is what it is. And we ourselves didn't make any of the sins that might have created some of those things. Again, it gets back to the lawyers and the bankers again, because they destroyed this. They're really the fault of all our woes, ultimately. They set this whole system up. But the bottom line is that everybody needs restitution everywhere in the country. And it doesn't matter who you are. We all need it, because they've been destroying us forever. We'll never get full restitution. But we'll get justice, and that should be sufficient for us. And there's other things that we just can't talk about right now. It just isn't wise.
Well, it's true. Well, I just want you to know that where New Jersey is going to be up there, again, with as many people as we can. And a suggestion, I brought it up last Saturday, we really need to have what we need there, like, you know, name tags and your cards, looking like professionals. Because if we go there in jeans, it's not going to be as keen as we're going up there as professionals. And a lot of us, I'm a retired professional librarian, so I do have suits. But if we all can go up there looking our best, it will send a great message to the rest of the country that we are professionally driven.
Well, I agree. I think people will come up there and do their best to present themselves. But and cards are maybe good for us to pass to each other, but we don't want to wear name tags because we don't want to give them names. Our names are none of their business. When we're going up there, we are going up there as the grand jury. We are the grand jury in session in that room right then and there. We are the law. We're the highest court of the land. That federal judge understands that.
Mm. Well, I wasn't saying about name tags. He just said where we are from New Jersey or whatever. But it's a thought. Again, we only have another week or 2 weeks to go before we get up there. But again, that's what I'm looking forward to doing. You know, just being professional and being organized and having as many people up there. I'm looking to have at least 168 people up there. And if I only get 50%, it still was more than that. It's better to have high expectations than low expectations. And that goes for everyone who can be in there within the...
Well, I appreciate that. If New Jersey can bring in about 50 people, that'd be huge for us. And, you know, other states coming in, and of course, New York. We need everybody in New York. I know we're on the phones now to everybody in New York, seeing that they're going to come and having them bring other people. This is an important thing. People that can make it, that are close enough that they can make the trip, they need to come, and they need to, you know, set aside whatever business for that Monday is necessary to come to court.
Mm-hmm. And that's important. And if anyone can coordinate that within, again, you coordinate buses into New York or whatever, trains. I know it's like $94 to get up from Newark to Albany, that area. So, you know, just go out there and do your best, guys. And thank you, John, for being there for us. And I love your 48-page paper. It's phenomenal. It's like a history lesson of neglect and abuse by our civil servants, a.k.a. uncivil disservants, to which I call them. And again, I've been putting out the word as we speak on trying to get people aware. I mean, is your tea groups, tea party groups, you got your gun rights groups. I mean, if these people are squawking and we're the action, everyone needs to be in it. It's great to say, oh, I'm for this, but if you don't take any action, you might as well just just slide down and die. Because again, you're making history, and I really appreciate this factor of making history. 100 years ago, this year is the 100th anniversary of World War One. I'd like to see no more wars ever fought in anyone's land, because men are worth more alive than dead. Because you can make a profit on his clothing, on his food, on his education, but it's not profiteering.
Well, the two world wars that we had clearly were started by the, we have plenty of proof of this, started by the elite, ultimately funded by the bankers and the Federal Reserve itself, through the Browns brothers down in New York City. And they're the instigators of all this horrible stuff. Yeah, there is no need for a world war anymore. And really, there's no need for any wars. I'm sure from time to time there'll be skirmishes between different countries here or there. But I think a lot of that, you know, if we turn to common law, and that could become a worldwide thing as time goes on, because if it works well for us and the many other common law countries that are heading back to this, then whatever's left will turn to that themselves. The people will require it. It'll happen. So, but anyway.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it, John.
Okay, thank you.
All right, God bless.
You
Bye.
Too.
Bye.
Next caller here, Ronald, I think.
Oh, John.
How you doing?
Yeah, I've been trying to get a simple answer. I called the state coordinators. One didn't respond. One did talk to me. Joseph called back last week after the call, but I haven't gotten a clear yes or no answer whether Orange County is constituted. I can't seem to get that.
Orange County in California?
Yes. You know, we got Disneyland. We've got a nuclear power plant. We're on the coast, inland, and south of L.A. going down towards San Diego. So,
well, aren't there any Orange County organizers there?
Yeah, there actually are. Let's see.
You should call them. They should know one way or the other whether Orange County in California. We'll hopefully soon we'll be able to set it up where you'll be able to look it up on the website and see it clearly. You know, it's something we have to take care of and do. But,
I tried calling people, I didn't get a hold of anybody. I left messages in Orange County. I did call all of L.A., and I talked to one person that answered. So, actually, I'm sorry, two people. But that was a while ago. That was just when I was – that doesn't matter. It would be nice to know what ones are constituted, because that would help answer that question and put the rest of –
Yeah, I could tell you that Orange County is constituted. I just looked
it up. Oh, that's awesome. Thank you. And
But there are counties next to Orange County that need to be done, and you should try to work with those people. You should make contact with the people of Orange County to see if you want to participate on a bigger way. And they should be talking to you. Make the phone calls to the people on Orange County on the site on the page. Go to the California page and just look up Orange County. We have, let's see, 1, 2, 3 people in Orange County. There's Pete, Susan, and Pamela.
Yes, that's correct. I called them before.
And?
I have not recently, so I will have to do that again.
Okay.
Pete, Susan, Pamela. Yeah, that's one's in Orange. Oh, that's in 714 area code. One's in 657. One's in Irvine. Looks like Pamela, 949 Orange.
Right. And you have another state coordinator coming in soon, so you know, make contact with that one soon. And you know, one of them
you just talked earlier, who's in San Diego, the young guy that called. That's
right.
Awesome. I really good to hear his energy. That's just really
hopefully he'll take his energy and start to push things to the direction of more activity, and work with the other two state coordinators in that process.
I hope so.
Great.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. And this is Ronald, right?
That's Ron's fine.
Ron. Okay. Thanks, Ron.
All
okay.
Right.
Next caller, Ed. You got the mic. Ed, you've been unmuted. Ed? Someone called. The only thing I see out here is Ed.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah, could you hear me, John?
I can hear you.
Great. Yeah, it's a good night. I hear as usual, and
you got to get closer to your mic, though. You are too low. Get closer to your mic or your headset.
Okay, is this a little bit better?
That's better. Go ahead.
Hopefully.
If I recall, you're coming in on a some kind of an internet phone, right?
Right. It's the high definition. It's the one that you're using. That system. It has the option to do this.
Yeah, what are you calling
anyway,
in on? You're not calling in on a phone, are you?
No, it's the high definition network that you're using. There's an option to call in with your system, you know, with the system you're using.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, in reference to the lawyers, you know, people are asking me a lot of questions. As far as, you know, we know, of course, in any criminal case, there's, you know, there's no charges of fees or for the injured party. But on a, with the common law system, if it's a civil matter and the injured party goes before the grand jury for help, and they're going to, you know, help, you know, take the case, is there any monetary charges to the injured party?
Well, again, you know, it depends. You know, I don't know in what situations where a civil matter would be brought before a grand jury. You know, grand juries are there for the criminal matters particularly. You know, when you have a contract dispute or something like that, you know, you need to go into the court. It's a common law court, same court. And you file your complaint, and well, actually, it's not a complaint. It's called an action. You file your action, and you go seek justice. And you can choose to have an arbitrator do the process, or you can go in and have a grand jury do it. I mean, a trial jury do it. Or, you know, being the plaintiff, if you go in and go after somebody, and if they're not bright enough to ask for a jury, then you'll get to decide at the end of the case, not the judge, because the judge can't rule.
No, thank you, John. I just appreciate that, you know, clearing that up.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I'll let you get to the other caller.
Okay, thanks, Ed. Okay, our next caller is a wireless caller, 760-447.
Hi, John.
How you doing?
All right. Hey, for all the people in California, if they just go to the welcome page, then the national and state forums page, and then the California forum, they can find information on their counties. Kern County, a caller called. You can open up the Kern County page. It's updated as soon as I get information. I just updated it. And you can find all the numbers, and you can find out if it's been constituted or not, because I'll keep that updated there. And you can go the same route, welcome, national and state forums, California, and you can see near the top is California conference call. You can add your name there and tell me that you're going to show up, and I can shorten the roll call process when the call starts. And you can see what we're trying to do and where our goals are, what we agreed to, and you can add your voice so that you can do that at your leisure in your time, and then I can read that and I can know what somebody else's viewpoint is so that all that can be done before the call and be gotten out of the way before the call on that forum. I also heard somebody from Orange County. And you can go to the Orange County forum topic. You can see that it's updated. You can see what I learned during the process of constituting Orange County. And you can add your questions. I can answer your questions. And if there is more state coordinators added to the state coordinator list, then I'm a little bit concerned because of my recent experience with what was the second state coordinator and what became a faction. So being in the loop is better, for me anyways, than being out of the loop when it comes to whether or not there's additional state coordinators doing additional things.
Okay, thanks, Joe. Anything else? By the way, yeah. Any other state coordinator out there listening, maybe you could do the same thing that Joe's doing and get onto your state forum and keep update a list of the counties that have been constituted so that people in your state can see that. So that's a good idea. Thanks.
John, one more thing is, if the phone number for me is 760-447-7139. Phone tag is iffy. I hear somebody's having trouble getting through to me on the phone, and that's why I prefer the forum, because it is text-based and it is always there. And I know how forums work. Even if somebody spams the forum, there's a backup at the people that supply the forum, and they'll put it right back up. They might lose 1 day's information. So it's a rock solid connection point, and it ought to be used, in my opinion. Thanks, John.
Okay, thank you, Joe. Talk to you later. Okay, next caller. Let's see, it's a wireless caller, 760 again.
Yeah, hi, Dave in San Diego.
How you doing? Dave or Dan?
Dave.
How you doing, Dave?
Okay, I'm on the county organizer list, and I am happy to assist Joe in whatever title is helpful. It doesn't necessarily have to be state coordinator, but definitely want to connect with Joe through the forum, and I heard a rumor about a call on Tuesday. I'd be happy to participate.
Okay. All right, yeah, if you want to take on the job and help push people along as state coordinator, I can put you on as the state coordinator right now.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
What county are you in again?
San Diego.
San Diego County. And what's your name again? Dave Connors?
Yes.
Okay. All right, I'll go in there right now. Just give me a second or two. We'll set you up as a state coordinator.
Yeah, if Joe's still listening, anything I can do to help him, I'll basically back him up.
Okay. I'm almost done. Give me a second here. Anything else while I'm doing this? You got any other questions or comments?
No, I'll just get busy getting up to speed, and I'll try to be aggressive in reaching out to people.
Okay.
Thank you for all your work.
If you go up there now, you should see yourself as a state coordinator. You go to contacts, click on state coordinators, come down to California, and I'm running myself to see it. And, yep, you're there now. So you got it. Now go under the states, and if you go under the states on the top right, you know, next to Juris, just highlight states, and you'll see instructions down on the bottom. Read that page, and then work things out with the other state coordinators so you don't duplicate work. You know, you don't want two state coordinators organizing a meeting for the week. You got to talk and figure things out and work together.
Okay.
Okay. All right, we're done?
I'm done.
Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you. Next caller, Pamela again, 939-579, you've been unmuted. Okay, maybe they walked away from their phone. One more time, 939-579. You've been unmuted.
Oh, yes, hello. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Sounds like a Verizon commercial.
Right. yeah. Oh, this is Pamela again.
Yes,
calling from
Pamela
Florida.
Again.
My case is in Pennsylvania. Well, I have two quick questions. How soon did you say this, Ms. Mike, get... They'll be having these common courts, like in the federal courts too.
Yeah.
Possibly how soon?
Oh yeah.
How soon?
First we do the state courts, take that under control. Then the next process is the federal districts. In New York State, we have 4 federal districts. After we finish and getting everybody organized and get the state in order, then we go to the federal judges and read the riot act to them, let them know, and the prosecutors, which I guess would be the what do they call them? Federal, I forget what they even call them. But in any event, we let them know if they need a jury, come speak to us. And we will draw the juries for them.
Yeah, and there's a federal court in Puerto Rico.
So I guess be the same there.
Yes, that is true, because that's the District of Columbia.
Right. So I guess you'd be doing the same thing as federal court, since it's included.
You can do that there, too, yep.
Oh.
Puerto Rico, I don't see why not. I'd have to look into that. I don't see why not Puerto Rico. If they wanted to become a common law, why not? Anybody can. We have a country in Africa that's interested in becoming a common law.
Somebody wrote in here, Kathy from New York, that Puerto Rico is common law. I don't know for sure, though. But that's
yeah, I don't know either. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. I can find out. And another question.
Yeah, look into that.
Yeah, another question is, how does this affect the Supreme Court?
What do you mean? United States Supreme Court?
Well, the Supreme Court of the United States.
The United States Supreme Court is a constitutional court. It's written into the Constitution that in Article 3 that there shall be one United States Supreme Court. And other inferior courts as the Congress might find it necessary. And that's when they created all these district courts. Now, all these district courts are Article 3 courts because they were created by Article 3 of the Constitution. And therefore, Article 3 are courts of equity and courts of law. Okay, the courts of equity cover the Admiralty and the UCC, the Admiralty Maritime Law and the UCC stuff. That's it, nothing else. And the court of law is common law. Maritime and the Admiralty and Maritime is out at sea. It's not the law of the land, it's the law of the sea. The UCC is the Universal Commercial Code that works with, commercial activities between the countries. And if you have a situation with that, also the bankruptcy court is also United States under the United States created by the Congress. Actually created by the Constitution. It's the same court. It's in the federal court. And that's pretty much it. Everything else is the law of the land. So if you're not out at sea and you're not busy with a problem with commercial activities between internationally speaking or even between states, other than that, you have to fall into a common law court. Now, again, that's where the fraud is.
Right. Okay, well, thank you very much. And thank you for everything you're doing. Wow, it's really exciting. I know, I want to contact some people back in Lebanon County. And even in California, I know some protective mothers that their children are living with their abusers and going through terrible times. And
right.
They're just not listening. They're just overlooking evidence, even strong evidence, and they can't do anything to protect their children. It's terrible. So this should change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. And again, this is a human thing that has to be dealt with people and not lawyers.
So if everything goes good, how soon would that affect them in California and Pennsylvania too?
Pennsylvania will be constituted by the end of the month. California, hoping to get constituted within the next 30 days or so. I mean, they can do it. It's up to them to do it. They can do it. There's many other states that need to do it, and they can do it if they do it. They need to do it. Let's get doing it.
They can start using these common law grand juries?
Well, once they're constituted and once we get into the courts, that's the only thing they'll be able to use because that's the law of the land. The law of the land is the United States Constitution. The Constitution requires an Article 3 court. In federal courts requires an Article 3 court, which must be a common law court. It also requires that all states have a common law court. That's the law of the land. That's Article 6, Clause 2 of the U.S. Constitution. And the Fifth Amendment requires a trial by jury, Fifth, Sixth, and Seventh. So this is what must be done.
So now all these protective parents can hopefully go take their children through the grand juries.
Well, what happens is that they go into the... Look, we're going to have to set something up. I got a lot of ideas on on what we can do to recreate something for families, because families should not be going into a court, I mean, and dealing with things that way. They need to go into a situation where people, they're human beings, who are looking at the situation and really working out the problems and trying to get these people to work out the problems for their children's sake. And if there is an abuser in this system, then they have to work something out to see if they can fix that. And but they definitely got to protect the children. But they can't be going through this craziness that they go through.
I know. It's terrible, really terrible. And then you have social services kidnapping children. I wonder how that will be dealt with. You know,
we got to pray for wisdom in a lot of this stuff. Nothing's going to be ultimately perfect. We got to pray for wisdom. We need godly people in this situation, patient people, people with a sense of honor, justice, and mercy, as we talk about all the time. And we have to, with time will come wisdom. And sometimes it's hard to figure out what the truth is, and it's got to be puzzled together. But time will reveal all. Truth is revealed in time. It's always revealed in time.
Unfortunately, there's a lot of suffering in the meantime until
most of the cases, there aren't abuse with the children per se. Most of the cases is because the parents aren't getting along and they're going through rough times. Maybe they're separating and so on and so forth, and they both want the children. Well, those are easy cases to solve, because the children deserve both a mother and a father, period. It's got to be 50-50.
Yeah.
There's nothing else to talk about. It's 50-50. Now, one parent may say, hey, I can only take my child 30% of the time, and the other parents can say, well, I could take it the other 70, the other 20, and they work it out. Look, it's got to be...
But when you have strong evidence, physical...
That's a different story. That's a different story.
Yeah, that's different, yeah.
Most cases are not child abuse, okay?
Oh, no,
although the family courts love to call just about every case child abuse, because that's how they make their big monies.
Yeah.
They want to come in and take custody of the children. They give them lawyers, and the courts actually control every facet of your family life from that point forward. Anybody going to today's family court, without being drug into it is insane. Wouldn't go near it.
Well, I hope it's going to stop social services from kidnapping children.
That's another problem, because there's some wrongdoers there. Now, again, we get to the same problem. These people trample over people's inalienable rights constantly.
Right.
So,
well, hopefully it's going to make a difference. Okay, well, thank you. I don't want to take any more of your time. I just...
All right, thank you.
Well, I'm hoping to get these children protected.
Yep, appreciate it.
In fact, they're good parents. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Social services kidnapped.
All right,
okay,
I appreciate it. Thank you, Pamela. All right, 201, is that you again? Jason? 201? Or is that someone else? New Jersey calling. Who's calling from New Jersey? 201 number. 434. Hello. All right, I guess they'll call back. We'll go to Sarah again, 718. Go right ahead.
Hi, John. It's Sarah again from Florida.
Doing?
I just wanted to add a comment in regards to, family issues should be mediated in most cases. And
absolutely. There is no other way but mediation. Now, if the mediation cannot fix the problem, because mediation requires agreement between both sides, and if they cannot finish it, then it needs to be brought to the grand jury, and they will settle it. And that's how it could be done.
Exactly. Because then... everybody has the opportunity to work things out and communicate, and there's at least a third party that can guarantee that the communication happens. And from there, they can make an assessment what needs to happen, whether there's
serious, you know, crimes happening to the children or anybody else in the family, or that there's not enough communication and therefore needs to be judged by a jury. And, you know, everything will get sorted out. It's just common sense.
Right. Well, that's the key thing. It's common sense and it's humanity. And that's the last thing you need is a lawyer sticking their nose into family business. That's insane. Whoever came up with that idea is totally insane. They're off their rocker. So,
to feed the system, which that's what it does.
It's all about money. That's why it's there.
Exactly. So, you know, more pain, then they need counselors, and then they need all kinds of things they add into the system.
Right.
So a lot of this can be out and unnecessary pain totally wiped out because remedy was obtained.
Well, yeah, we got to revamp it. So, all right, anything else?
No, you guys are doing an awesome job. I just want to invite everybody that's on the call, if they're on Facebook or other groups, Twitter, please contact other groups. I've posted in many environmental activist groups trying to stop the fracking about National Liberty Alliance. I've added links to all kinds of CPS and child saving groups and parent organizations, different political groups. I've contacted many journalists. Hopefully you're going to have at least two big journalists there for your June 2nd. I'm going to follow up with those people to make sure that somebody's reporting from them, possibly a third one. So, you know, we all need to reach out to contacts to let people know what National Liberty Alliance is doing and what we can do together. We have to educate more people, and there's already people that are trying to, you know, butt their heads against the wall on all these statute sides when they don't have to. Let them know there's better ways to do things. So there's all these Occupy groups, all these police watch groups. Instead of butting their heads through the statutes, go above the statutes. Go through the common law. So, you know, more and more people are coming on board with this, but it can't just be one or two people sharing this. It's got to be as many of us as possible because there's thousands of groups.
Right. Well, that's what we're going to be doing. And again, you know, we're going to turn the courts into common law, and people are walking in. That's what they're going to get. And it's the law of the land. It's a requirement. It's a constitution. So, all right, anything else?
That's it. Godspeed.
Okay, you too. Thank you, Sarah. Okay, next caller. It's 253 number. Go right ahead.
Hey, John. This is Bernie again. I have a question regarding after you went on the second. I'm pretty sure that I'm in the state of Washington, and I'm pretty sure every state is having the same problem with these courts. We have people going into court and citing the Supreme Court rulings, and they just throw them out and just look at it and say they won't accept them. Now, my question would be, if the federal court in New York decides to grant what we're doing, then what would make the local state courts honor it?
You're coming in kind of, I don't know, this is like a bing coming through. Try to get closer to your phone or your mic or something. Yeah, maybe the speaker's causing a problem. I'm having a hard time understanding you. All right, yeah, try to call back and make it quick because you're the last caller, and I don't know if there's any other call. Anybody else that wants to get into the queue?
Hello?
Yeah?
Okay, this is Bert. Can you hear me?
Yeah, try it now.
Better now? Okay. My question would be this.
Well, it's not any better. I it's a real hard time.
Call back. Thank you.
You going to call back? Okay, I guess he's going to call back. All right, let me take the next caller, Sarah again. Go right ahead.
Hi, John. It's Sarah again from Florida. The gentleman that is calling back, I heard his question that he's concerned that in Washington State, the state courts will throw out the New York State federal precedent.
No, I don't think so. No. There's no way they could throw out a federal court. This is a federal issue. The judge will be arrested because what is the judge doing? He's using his own court to try to prevent the order from going forward, and the sheriff is going to have to arrest him. End of subject.
Exactly. And see, what people don't understand, especially in federal court, once you get a precedent, it goes everywhere.
Well, that's right.
Once you have it in federal court in New York State, it goes everywhere. It covers everything because it's
what people have got to realize is that we are at a situation, we're talking about a constitutional issue. And when the state fails to obey that constitution, particularly in our case, the Fifth Amendment right, which is an inalienable right protected by the Fifth Amendment concerning the jury. Since when a state fails to acknowledge and obey that law, what every judge is bound to obey according to Article 6, Clause 2 of the U.S. Constitution, then the federal judge has, the federal court has jurisdiction. The state cannot overrule a federal court in this case because they have the jurisdiction. It's a constitutional issue. End the subject. Nothing can be done. They can't do anything.
Exactly.
They'll get arrested because that's what the court, that's what the court order is looking for, is this mandamus from that federal court will arrest the judge right on the bench. Right there. As he's speaking and opening his lion mouth, we'll arrest him.
And actually, they'd be doing us a big favor to Renee so that we can just arrest them on the spot instead of
just
dealing with
them. Get rid of
them
right away. Cut right to the chase. I agree.
Exactly. So I was just trying to clarify his question because somehow I could hear the question between the beings.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Sarah.
Uh-huh. Good night.
Oh, good night. Okay. It looks like this may be Jason. Go right ahead, Jason. What'd you do, walk away from your phone?
No, I'm here. I'm just waiting on you. There's a thought. We've talked about this many times. I've reached out to my county coordinators, and some of them did not have any response, and I've asked them if they don't want to be coordinators, please remove themselves from the title. That way someone else can go in there and do it. And again, it also creates a challenge because people are looking for leadership, and these individuals who are on New Jersey or other sites are just there, and it's just frustrating not to have.
I agree with that. You know, it's causing a lot more work for me, too, because believe it or not, you wouldn't believe how many calls I get from people that they actually call me because they can't get a hold of their county organizers. And some of them can't even get a hold of their state coordinators.
Mm-hmm.
And so that puts more of a burden on me because they call me, and I end up spending a lot of time talking with them and then trying to help them out. But, if you're a county organizer and you can't answer the phone, then please, it's absolutely right. Just remove yourself from the county organizers. You go up to your, what do they call it again? Up to my account and just remove yourself. And when you have time at a later date, if you want to go back in, just go back up and click the button again and your phone number will show up on the page again.
Yeah.
And the state coordinators, if you're not doing this, we're presuming state coordinators are doing their jobs. And if they're not, they need not to be there so that we can see that there's no state coordinators, and then we'll go looking for more state coordinators in that state because These are important positions. You are the guys that make it work or don't make it work, one or the other. You know, activity breeds more activity. You know, inactivity breeds more inactivity.
And the thing is that I've actually, a woman from Philadelphia gave me a call because her estate coordinator wasn't even getting back to her. And then, like, I'm an educator by heart, and if somebody asks me a question, I'll help them as much as I can with them. I mean, we're all here to be sovereign servers, and that's what that again. But again, if there's another way, you can ask them to do it. If they don't, if there's a back way to remove them with the software, I mean, I want them to know. I want them to be active, but if they're not going to partake in being a body that's live, then their names need to be taken off and let other people fill in like water. And
well, that's true, but we don't want to remove them for them.
Right.
We need to get a hold of them and find out if they're going to be active, and if they're not going to be active, then just remove your name, because it's not polite to ignore people. It's not polite to put your number up there and then don't answer your phone or don't get back to these people. You know, do the job that you volunteered to do. And if you can't do it, that's fine too. We understand that. Then don't volunteer for the job. And, you know, and participate as much as you can behind the scenes when you can. Without making that kind of a commitment. We got a lot of people who don't make the commitment, but they help in the background. They help when it's time to do things, to make calls and do things. In New York, we have that. And so, you know, just do what you can do. But if you could be a county organizer, be one. And a county organizer doesn't get that many calls, but they do from time to time, and they got to answer those calls. Same thing with the coordinators. You got to answer the calls. Mm-hmm. So, I appreciate that.
Well, so I appreciate that, too. But again, I understand.
Right, it's midnight. Is there anything else?
No, that's it, John. I just want to make sure that the people are aware that either you're there in action or you're there as a distraction. So.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, we will be here next Monday. People, get the word out. Everybody should show up next Monday. Next Monday is a very important meeting, because it's the last Monday before our event on June 2nd. And if there's anything gets canceled or anything, you know, you need to know about it. I mean, we will put out an email immediately if something comes down. I'm not anticipating it, but you never know what these people are going to do. They're frightened. And so, keep in touch, keep focused, and be here next Monday. I know it's a holiday weekend. It's the end of the holiday weekend anyway. It's Monday, but be here. We'll talk to you then. All right. God bless everyone. Lord willing, we'll see you next Monday. Thank you. Goodbye.